about.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
It combines class winning and leading, technology and stuff with Wi-Fi powered by OnStar, sitting there on screen.
It was a beautiful point and very well said right up until that moment that you started babbling incoherently.
Go stand in the corner and think about what you've done. And no dessert.
Have you ever watched the movie The Angling Chang? And what do you think of people using the N-word? Is it a bad idea? That's a pretty bad idea, right?
What are you even talking about right now?
I'm all over this bitch like a fat kid on a cupcake.
And now.
I just want to hug this show and never let it go.
Our feature presentation.
I don't think anyone feels that way about this show.
No.
Just hug it, sure. Hug it and never let it go?
No.
Strangle it to death. That's what people feel.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 12th of November.
Happy birthday, Ralph Garman.
Happy birthday, Ralph Garman.
Right?
Yes.
Hang on. Note to self. Ralph Garman.
Being so good about birthdays.
Well, it's near his, although he is good about birthdays. Anyway.
Yeah, he is.
Except for Lisa's. Lisa's is the only one I am always surprised by.
I think
it's in June, right?
Yeah, I think we're often on vacation now.
By the way, that's my what birthday. It is. And also, for the most part, it seems to me that the girls really don't want that celebration, except from, you know.
Oh, well, we want the presents.
We want the presents.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa has been ripped off more. That's how we ended up starting to call QVC.
Yeah,
that's right.
Because we kept forgetting her birthday because we miss it. I think you're right. It's around vacation time.
She got some great items from that QVC thing, though. Probably still using
it. Hey, speaking of shopping, two things. The first is shopping related. I'm watching the Channel 2 news this morning because I feel that Evelyn Taft, the weather lady, is talking to me, first of all. But
let me just butt in. I wish that was a joke. Back to you.
They teased the story. They haven't aired it yet. That there are already people lined up for Black Friday sales. And the video that they shot, which I assume was something they taped yesterday, appeared to be in front of a Southern California Best Buy. Now, you don't even know what the deals are yet. And you're already in line?
Isn't that 2 weeks away?
Yes, it sure is, Kevin.
What?
That's nuts.
2 weeks?
These people have nothing to do.
I'm going to keep an eye on the TV, and let's find out where they are, because that may be worth a visit,
yes.
Right?
I saw it in Beaumont. Two people were lined up.
Beaumont? Where's that?
Beaumont is on your way to Palm Springs.
The 10 freeway.
Okay.
If there's only two people, don't you go, let's come back in a couple days.
Right. Exactly. What's the rush?
That's not a line.
If nobody else is there, you just drive by every few hours and see if there's one other person that you don't know, and then maybe you get in line behind that person.
That's insanity.
It's insanity. And secondly, the other thing is, and this is definitely worth a mentioning, we won't have time to drill down very deep on this, but Lisa, I'm sure you have been aware of the Rosetta landing this morning on the comet. Kevin, have you heard about this yet?
I have not.
There's a comet.
Rosetta Stone?
Nope, that's just a
that's
spacecraft
how you learn
named
languages.
Rosetta. Oh. There's a comet that is nearly 4 billion miles away from Earth. It's between Mars and Jupiter. And 10 years ago, NASA launched a spacecraft to land on the comet. Was it Armageddon? Was that the movie where?
Yes.
That was one of them.
Yes. Yeah, there were a couple.
That's my favorite. It's a terrible movie, but I loved it.
We're really going to land on a comet that is moving 40,000, both items in space are moving 40,000 miles an hour. And we are going to land on that with a little tiny spacecraft called Rosetta that's about the size of a refrigerator.
But in the movie, it was coming toward the Earth and was threatening the Earth, so we had to destroy
it. To veer
it off course, right.
One of the reasons that is listed as to why we are doing this is to understand more about comets and what makes them work and how they tick. And what's in them in the event that one is moving toward us, so that we know more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the basic premise of the mission is comets apparently were formed back in the Big Bang years. They're
right.
Billions of years old, and they believe that they will teach us more about the origins of the universe. And some people believe that comets are how water got on Earth, if you can believe that. Way too deep for me. Way too complicated for me.
This whole story is way too complicated. How do you predict that there's going to be a comet 10 years ago and then and then land on it?
Well, they spent a lot of time selecting this particular comet for the type of orbit it had and where it went and how predictable and precise the orbit was. But still, they're putting this chance of success of landing on the comet at only 70%. I mean, it has to go perfectly for the comet to be able to land softly enough that it's not, you know, the spacecraft isn't destroyed. And then it's going to attach itself. It's going to drill into the comet and be attached to the comet and hopefully be there for years and do soil samples and beam back information. It's very tense, though, at NASA around the world today as they're keeping an eye on this. But you can watch it live online, and we are, you know, very close to it actually landing.
When are they going to actually do it? Do
you sometime know? Between 6 and 7.
Okay.
This morning. It takes 28 and a half minutes to communicate with the comet. That's how far away it is.
Wow.
That's how long the signal takes to communicate. Almost a half an hour.
That's
you think
amazing.
There's a little bit of a delay on a long-distance phone call. Try dealing with this. So anyway, fingers crossed. It's very, very exciting, and I'm definitely going to have one eye on that today. It's good stuff.
Are there girls on the internet still?
Yeah, that's still happening.
Okay. Not watching
you're
this.
You're going to pass on the comet?
I'm not watching the comet. Got better things to do. Unless they take girls off, then I'm looking for TV shows. Then I'm looking for other kinds of entertainment.
Okay.
And I don't know where the comet lands, but it's very far down my list.
This is pretty remarkable and exciting, though, isn't it?
But can't I agree with you and go, that is unbelievable, and I don't care.
No, you can't do
both
of those things. No, you can't. You have to be impressed by this and wanna and wish for it to turn out well.
I wish it will. I am fascinated by how far somebody came to me and said, here's what we need you to do.
Right.
I am fascinated that I'm light years away from even starting to understand step one. I mean,
even getting something off the earth.
Exactly.
Well beyond anything I could do in my lifetime, in 100 lifetimes. And these people are making it land on something that's 4 billion miles away.
Plus, I'm sure you're going to give us the play-by-play all day. So it's covered.
I hope that comet hits the people that are in line at the Best Buy in Boulder. That'd be the best.
Best of both worlds. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Maybe you're not used to office environments like this, but jokes about rape or race or incest or any of that kind of stuff, it's not office okay.
Speaking of which, we have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We also have tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Yes, we do.
Night number one today. We have Justin Bieber going to anger management. Couldn't love that more. We have Matt Fowler. I don't know if you've seen this. Matt's from IGN. I don't know if you've seen this, Too Many Cooks, on the internet, on YouTube. Mm-mm. It's insane. It's weird. You don't know, like, how it exists or why.
Too many cooks. Too many cooks, too many cooks.
But it does have the best theme song ever for a non-TV show, doesn't it?
And how long is that video? Like 11 minutes?
Yeah, I think it's almost 12, yeah.
That song, Lisa, plays for the entire 12 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
And there's seems annoying.
There's storyline in it. It's almost like it's the opening to a show, but it keeps going and going and going and going.
Has a cast of hundreds.
And there's some pretty awful death.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of decapitation.
Oh, my God.
It's aliens. Part of it's in space. Part of it is animated. Part of it is a Western. I mean, it's the greatest show ever on Adult Swim.
It is insanity. And I can't
wait to talk to Matt about that.
Wait to talk to him about that. We also have a new episode of Kevin's Trailer Park, which is always fun.
Yes, we enjoy that.
We're going to talk to Lisa Kudrow about the comeback.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think.
Call it a comeback, by the way.
Why?
She has been here for years.
Come on, Lisa.
Yeah!
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
I didn't say that. Bean said that.
No, but you said what?
Well, I didn't get it at first.
Well, don't set him up. Come on.
See, there's a song called Mama Said Knock You Out, Lisa.
At the end of the day, it really is Bean's fault.
Agreed.
All right.
Agreed.
Let's put blame where it belongs.
When he puts half of a joke out there, let's remain silent. That's all I'm saying.
And by the way, before you ask me if I'm going to take it back, no, I'm not. I'm very proud of that.
Brand new internet roundup today, and we also have, we'll give you some more details on Miss Double December.
All right.
So it's a great show. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Birthdays.
Sing it if you don't.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Yeah. Celebrating his candle blowing birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our friend Ralph Garman stepping in for the first Showbiz Beat of the day. Hey, Ralph.
Not your birthday?
Nope.
I was afraid of that.
No.
Wait, isn't today the 12th?
Today is the 12th.
And that's not your birthday?
My birthday's the 17th, but thank you.
I'm terrible with birthdays, you guys.
Mm. I thought you were the best. That's why I just went with it.
I figured we'd just celebrate for,
too.
You know, 5 days or
I
whatever.
Thought maybe we were running out of time and I had to go right to the celebrity birthday.
Get to the birthdays quick.
Sorry, we have an important guest coming up.
How is it not your birthday today?
Because I was born on November the 17th.
Make it your birthday.
I can't do that.
I'll tell you, it is funny that he wasn't just a day off. Like, you can understand that.
And not even a week off. It's just five days off.
Somebody's birthday is the 12th. I know that.
Okay, that
maybe
helps.
Maybe check
us.
With your wife.
I mean, somebody in our inner circle, because we have a whole bunch of birthdays at this time of year. Like the great Jimmy Kimmel's birthday is tomorrow, for instance.
Or whenever.
Our old friend Michael the Maintenance Man's birthday is sometime this week, too.
Yours maybe is the 14th, right?
Isn't yours mine's the 14th, 14th I think. Yeah. Maybe Mike's was the 12th. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I got yours and Mike's confused.
Or maybe you're just wrong.
You got me confused with the guy who was on the show 20 years ago?
Yes, because I used to think of all those birthdays together in the same week, you know? So, there's no question I'm wrong. I'm absolutely wrong. But there is a reason why I picked the 12th. And I apologize, Ralph. I gave you two birthday shout-outs that I now
I have to apologize. It wasn't an insult in any way. It was just weird and wrong. So, no need.
I couldn't have been more wrong in every single way.
That's absolutely true.
That's for damn sure. All right, it's not his birthday, but he's here anyway with the showbiz.
Maybe you're thinking of Megan Mullally.
A lot of people get you confused.
I know. A lot of people do because I used to be on Will and Grace, remember?
That could be it. Maybe.
Maybe you think of Neil Young.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Is his birthday today?
That must be it.
Yeah.
Before I get to the showbiz news, how about some tickets to the premiere of a little movie called Horrible Bosses 2?
Yay!
Is Jason Bateman in it?
They're all back. Jason Bateman. How great is Jason Bateman?
I'll watch him in anything.
He's great in everything, right?
Yeah, even bad movies, he stands out as being great.
Guy has had an interesting career trajectory. Started off as a child actor. His sister, of course, Justine Bateman, who was a star on Family Ties. And then he got his own show called The Hogans, or The Valerie Show, depending on what season you're watching. Mm-hmm. And he was sort of like the answer to Michael J. Fox for that series. And then it kind of disappeared. Did Teen Wolf 2?
That's the peak of his career right there, Teen Wolf 2. That's the best thing.
Just kind of dropped off. And then, of course, Arrested Development came back in a big, big, big way. And now he's a giant movie star and a great director, too.
And if you saw that, by all accounts, the nicest guy in the world.
That Spelling Bee movie he did that he also directed?
Oh, yeah, great.
Great film. Very talented guy. I like him a lot. Anyway, he's in this movie, Horrible Bosses 2. That's how we got there. It's a sequel, of course, to the very popular film starring him and Charlie Day and Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston returns as well as a sex-crazed dentist or something. Hey, you want to go see it? It's the premiere, not just a screening, November the 20th at the TCL Chinese Theater. Call me now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through get a pair of tickets to the premiere of Horrible Bosses 2. Don't worry if you don't win because it's in theaters everywhere on November the 26th. You can check it out. November 26th, of course, same day Bean thinks is my birthday. So, he'll be celebrating again on that
day.
I'm pretty sure
your birthday's in February. So.
Well, there's that possibility.
Forward to that.
Speaking of Jennifer Aniston, as we just were, Star Magazine claims they have an inside source that tells them there will absolutely be a Friends reunion for the 20th anniversary of the show. Absolutely going to happen. Wow.
If only we had somebody on the show today that we could run that by.
A friend! You're talking to a friend!
Lisa Kudrow?
Bet she never gets tired of being asked if there's going to be a Friends reunion,
too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Star Magazine says it will happen, and the actors are looking at a payday of, for one shot, for one Friends reunion, what do you think that the producers are looking to pay each actor for the Friends reunion, 20th anniversary reunion?
It's a one-episode.
It's a one-off? It's a one-off special?
I think $1 million a person.
It's going to go half a million.
$5 million per actor.
No.
Wow.
What?
I'll do it for half that.
I'll do it for half that.
I'll be, hey, how you doing? Where's my $2.5 million? That's what I'm saying.
Wow. And that's probably a week's work, right?
Yep. Yeah, I'll tell you something about this Bruce Jenner. He is a man. He's a man's man.
Wait, is he?
Yes. This 65-year-old, rather, is competing in the Baja 1000 this week. You familiar with the Baja 1000?
Is that the car race?
Brutal off-road car race through the Mexican desert. Entry fee is $125,000.
Wow.
However, Bruce has received over $1 million in sponsorships. He will slather his off-road vehicle with all kinds of stickers and whatnot. But he and his son, Bert, are going to be driving together. The course is very dangerous. Multiple drivers and spectators have been killed during the event. Bruce said he is not concerned about that. However, he is concerned about chipping his nail polish. So, we all have our concerns, I suppose. And I can't believe it! I didn't even get a chance. I didn't even get a shot.
At what?
Ginger Spice is getting married.
You never had a shot.
I had a shot with Ginger. I had a shot.
No shot.
She is marrying a Formula One bigwig, Christian Horner. They announced their engagement in the British newspaper, The Times, yesterday. They've been together
for... What do you think he has that you don't have, Ralph?
All the money. And yeah. He's also really good looking, and he's an athlete and stuff. But still...
He's a race car freaking driver.
But I love Ginger Spice.
Yeah. Gotta let that one go.
They've been together for 11 months.
She may have thought about you and then realized you were married with a family and thought, well, I guess Ralph's not interested anymore.
Yeah.
For some people, pining away for her.
For some people, that can be a hang-up.
But not for Ginger Spice. Because I could tell her what I want, what I really, really want. And then she would give it to me. I want a hut, I want a hut, I want a hut, I want a hut. Ziggy zig, huh? Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Me, apparently I was born today.
How about that?
That was news.
Ralph has two birthdays.
I love it. Sportscaster Al Michaels is 70 years old today. Singer Neil Young.
Hey, hey, my, my.
What do you got to say about Neil? Is he sings as well now as he ever has.
He really has not lost a step.
He's a terrible vocalist, right?
He
writes good songs, I understand, I guess.
He's a legend.
Yes.
Look, he became popular in a time in the 60s where you could get away with that crap.
Okay.
That's why he's still popular.
He couldn't get away with that today.
No, he could not. Not even the 70s. Not even the 50s. It was a unique time to the 60s where you could be a poet, songwriter, singer-songwriter type troubadour and garner an enormous amount of popularity. Dylan did it. Neil Young did it. All the guys in Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Though most of them could sing. But it was a unique phenomenon to that era of music in the 60s where there was a lot of those type of guys. And then it went away. But he was already in. He was grandfathered in. He had the grandfather clause. Megan Mullally, she is 56 years old today. Actor Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
He is 34 years old today. Anne Hathaway celebrates her 32nd birthday. And UFC Octagon girl and TV host Ariane Celeste.
All right.
Celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
One of the bands playing the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which we have your tickets for coming up a little bit later on this morning.
By the way, they've been playing K-Rock shows for 20 years now, and I'm always surprised by how good they are.
Yeah.
That's not on them. That's on me. Like, why do I not remember how great they are on stage? But, yeah, Bush is playing night one of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas show. That is going to be on Saturday, December the 13th. You can get the complete lineup and all the details. Plus, register for your chance to win tickets to both nights at KRock.com. And, of course, we've got some you can win later on this morning as well. Hey, while you're at KRock.com, why don't you check on the Kevin and Bean page to find out what's up with Miss Double December 2015. It's the most wonderful time of the year, ladies. Listen up.
Here she comes, she's our Miss Double December.
Are those real?
She's an angel, and just look at those cans.
Big ones, right?
She's got big guns, baby, she's got the hoots. Boy, how she gets me excited. Hey, look, my is hard.
Now, my opinion is that Lisa Mae is all the pretty this show needs. But Kevin, you insist on us having big-breasted models hanging out with us all year
long.
Do
I insist that?
He's such
a child. That's
my
understanding.
Yes.
All right.
Right?
I'm good with that.
So,
Lisa knows I love her.
It is up on the website, kevinandbean.com. We are looking for you. If you want to be Miss Double December 2015, you must be 21 and up. You can complete your submission form and send in photos of yourself and answer our little questionnaire. And then in a couple of weeks, we'll start having the ladies in. We'll get a chance to meet them, learn what their talents are, and then crown Miss Double December on December 5th.
That's really quick. The questionnaire is very simple. If you wrote an autobiography, what would the title be? You know, just silly things like that. Like four or five questions. You answer them. You send three photos. Please make them current. Please make them more than a headshot. Because
and you know why.
It's not.
You don't have to say why.
Right. I mean,
it's pretty
it's
obvious.
Miss Double
why.
December.
Right.
It's
right.
amazing the number of headshots we get.
It is actually kind of funny. So if you want to follow in the footsteps of the beautiful Brittany or Lux, who was Miss Double D 2013, or Joanna, Christine, Danielle, Cassandra, Yasmin, Veronica. I'm just thinking back, Christy. I'm thinking back to all the Miss Double Ds that come immediately to mind. By the way, many of whom have gone on to kind of make it in their field. I mean, Brittany and Lux are two extremely busy working models.
Yeah.
And Miss Double D certainly helped them. We had the one contestant who didn't win. This was a Jennifer Hudson on American Idol situation. This was the contestant who didn't win a couple of years ago, who went on to become a WWE girl. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
We had her back in with her reality TV show. We've had another one or two Miss Double December contestants who have gone on to be in Playboy. I mean, it's a nice thing to have on your resume, ladies, if you're looking to make it in the world of acting or modeling or entertainment. It's kind of a fun thing. And Kevin, what 2015 will be like if you win this contest?
Well, I mean, you get to go to every single thing that we're involved with.
Right.
So first of all, 2014, you get to go to Acoustic Christmas both nights.
Pretty sweet.
So that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And then next year, singles parties, April Foolishness, Weenie Roast, all of the events. The reason that we do this is because we're magnanimous. We're givers. We care about you, the listeners. And when we go do something live, we're not much to look at.
That's for damn sure.
So we need a distraction. So anywhere we go, then we bring Miss Double December. And everybody looks at her and thinks, wow, what a beautiful show. And they don't pay attention to the fact that we're trolls.
All the pressure's off.
So that's nobody even goes home and says, wow, Kevin and Bean are even uglier in person than they are on the radio. All they're thinking is, could you believe how hot Miss Double D was?
Right. So it's a little self-serving, I'll be honest. But
that's a diversion, basically, for us. But look, if you hate the Kevin and Bean show or know someone who does, tell them about this promotion anyway, because for God's sakes, it's worth doing and winning just to go see you too.
Yeah.
Well, that's
right?
True.
I would think so, too, yeah.
So anyway, we just began accepting submissions yesterday at kevinandbean.com, and the close of business on that phase of the program is going to be a week from Friday, at the close of the show on Friday, November 21st. And then the following week, we'll unveil our top 10, and then you'll help us vote and pick, and we'll meet the ladies and the whole deal. And then the crowning is going to be December 5th. Once again, this year, we're going to be down in Fullerton, our friends at the Slide Bar, for the Miss Double December 2015 live broadcast. People should be lined up for that broadcast, by the way. Screw Black Friday.
Yeah, it usually does get a decent amount of people. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is a lot of times people's friends who have model friends actually contact them. They go, hey, you know what? They're doing this thing. You should enter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get a lot of our contestants.
Sure.
So because pretty people aren't up this early, only us ugly ones.
So details at kevinandbean.com. Again, get your entries in before the close of our show a week from Friday. And by the way, I can't speak for the room, but I can absolutely be bought off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, agreed.
I just want everybody to put that. I'm going to put it out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're not talking money, right?
It depends.
Okay.
Probably not. No.
Got a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup for you coming up. And Lisa, listen to me.
What?
Lisa
what's
Kudrow
happening?
From The Comeback is going to be joining us just after 7 as well. Hey, guys, what's your relationship with Bill Cosby these days? Is he somebody you don't think about, don't care about? Somebody you admire? Somebody you don't like? Where are you with Bill Cosby?
Very mixed.
Don't think about, don't care about. When was the last time he did something that you went, wow, that's interesting?
Well, I hear he still performs and he's amazing.
Is he?
He does perform, but it takes him 20 minutes to tell one story. That's the one thing we know about Bill Cosby.
Right.
He, for folks who don't know, he is a comedy legend. He was the biggest stand-up comedian in the world in the 1960s. He's been a huge TV star across decades. He was starting a show called I Spy back in the 60s. He was Fat Albert in the 70s. The Cosby Show, of course, in the 80s. He had another show called Cosby that ran for several seasons in the 90s. He's always been out there, always been working. But there have been too many personal stories that have leaked out, none of which have led to charges or convictions. But people are starting to get the idea that he might be a little bit of a creep, and he might be taking advantage of women a little bit too often for America's taste.
Now, for the most part, you could probably just dismiss that because you don't know what the truth is.
Right.
You have no idea.
Right.
You weren't there. You don't know what he did, what he didn't do. A lot of times, you know, TV stars are the focus of stuff like this. But then the other side is where there's smoke, there's fire. So who knows what exactly is going on. But do not put yourself up on Twitter and say, meme this picture of me. I don't think the cleanest person in the world that has no history should do that.
Right.
Because it's not going to go well.
The internet is pretty snarky, and they will take advantage to tear anybody down. So that's exactly what happened. Is Bill Cosby went on Twitter and put up a whole bunch of photos of him throughout the years and said to his fans, I guess he was thinking, to meme me. Then a meme is where you take a photograph and you put words on it that kind of give it a funny meaning. So he was expecting people to just be funny about him. And instead, the stuff that people came back with is like the Cosby's face and then the words on the picture were, I just Googled Bill Cosby and rape or define drugged. I mean, it was they
went for the jugular.
They went for it. So it seems like a little bit of a major faux pas. And maybe somebody in Bill's social media office may be getting fired. But we thought, why don't we go to the great Dr. Bill Cosby on the phone right now and find out what it's been like for him this week. Hi, Mr. Cosby. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning. That was amazing.
What you just said, I think. So what do you want to add to the story we've been telling our listeners about what this week's been like for you, sir?
People on the internet are not nice.
The people on the internet aren't nice?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good.
With the sayings of the person putting all the statement.
I didn't get that one, sir.
Jonathan Job doing Evan Simon.
Something about jello pudding, I'm guessing?
No, but that is good pudding.
That is good pudding, right?
Here's another meme. Stare directly at the sweater. You are getting very sleepy.
Because sleeping equals the food penis.
Well, I mean, that's the intention of the meme.
Yeah. That is not nice.
Now, you've never been charged for anything. Okay.
I have never been charged with the thing of the penis.
Yeah, I just said
What happened? Whose idea was this, first of all, and what happened to that person, unless it was you?
I don't understand.
I don't either. I got to be honest.
I'm saying, whose idea was this, and what happened to that person?
Oh,
and I'm asking that.
The meme.
Yeah, the
idea.
Meme. Yeah, right.
I thought you meant the rape idea.
No. I assume that was your idea.
The rape idea was mine.
The alleged rape.
Yeah, the rape came to me first.
Allegedly.
And I did with the drugging and the raping.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. There's no proof of that at all.
But the meme idea.
The meme. Yes.
Getting from the people who you do favorite with the saving.
The people who...
Fired with the saving.
With the saving is what I'm getting. Is that accurate?
No, it's not.
Okay, try again.
Just people.
People. Okay, yes. Somebody else. All right.
Someone else said, let's meme the cause.
Do you have a person or a group of people who run your Twitter account?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
You did, okay.
Now they're all raped. Fired.
You meant fired.
Fired, yeah, I hope you meant fired.
I don't rape.
So how are you gonna come back from this? I mean, you've been a beloved comedian for 50 years, and I feel like your image is really taking a hit. Like, how are you gonna fight this?
I am going to put on a sweater and dance to this music.
That is pretty.
And then we'll just forget about all the rape?
Allegedly.
They'll just forget the rape.
Allegedly. Yeah.
I have a pudding pop on my pants.
No, thank you.
King of Mexico, our producer, Dave Sanchez, joins us in studio. Good morning, Dave.
Hi.
I know you're here for the Internet Roundup, but while we have you, where's your Clippers song, Mother Effer?
It's in the Internet Roundup.
Is it?
No. Dave made a Clippers song every year for, 6 years?
Yeah.
Seven years?
Six or seven seasons.
Until they got good.
And then they got good.
And now that they're good,
He won't do one.
You would think like he'd be super happy to do one because now they're, you know, they're supposedly going to be great.
Now everything's going to be true.
Right.
Maybe. People might actually care about it too, by the way.
Last year, the team didn't do one.
This year, so far, none.
I think the team is stumbling a little bit, and that's because you haven't done your song.
You know what? I had to go to
put
a couple,
that on you.
I had to go to a couple games to get my inspiration, so I think I got it. So
great.
Okay. It's in the works, in the pipes.
Well, I hope so. I hope this time next week maybe we'll have a new Dave Clipper song for you. In the meantime, how about this morning's brand new Internet Roundup?
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on KRock.com.
All right.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on KevinandBean.com.
That's a listener's dynamic contribution to the show with an Internet Roundup theme. We start today with, if this is real, it's hilarious. There's a Halloween party, and the next morning, one of the guys who lives in the apartment is cleaning up. And Lisa, you'll love this video because he's very, very young and hot and muscular, and he's vacuuming in just a little pair of underwear.
As he should.
Sounds like Bean's enjoying this one.
and he's dancing and singing his ass off to a Sheena Easton song from the 80s. Unbeknownst to him, his roommate is at the top of the stairs filming the whole thing. Now, there's nothing more embarrassing than somebody watching you when you're doing something goofy and you don't know that they're there. And then, of course, he finds out there's a camera on him.
You can't hear anything there. You can't hear anything there, but he does look up and see the guy and start yelling at him.
He's really dancing.
By the way, I wouldn't care. If I was like, I'd be like, yeah, so was dancing.
Yeah,
I was cleaning. What were you doing? You were sleeping. Shut up. Leave me alone.
That's how Dave rolls.
It's a good song, too. Dance or die.
There's been some controversy about Taylor Swift becoming the ambassador to the city of New York, being involved in their promotional campaigns to advertise the city, because she's lived there for less than a year. She's hardly a native New Yorker. So she has a whole series of videos welcoming people to New York that are a little bit unrealistic because she's not exactly living the life of the average New Yorker because she's ridiculously wealthy because she's worth hundreds of millions of dollars and she doesn't take the subway, let's face it. So somebody called Fake Taylor Swift has put together a series of videos that are hilarious, like this one in part of the Welcome to New York franchise where she talks about calling the non-emergency police number.
Final tip, 311 is your life preserver. And the best thing is, it's super fast. Are the Democrats downstairs making too much noise? Just dial 311 and then file a noise complaint. In just 20 minutes, an operator will transfer you to another operator who will contact someone who will drop your call. But when they pick your call back up, they'll put you in touch with the NYPD who will get to your apartment in less than 8 hours.
See, that's a little more realistic view of what it's like to live in New York City.
Yeah.
Up next in the Internet Roundup, this is a great clip from The Wheel of Fortune. Pat Sajak is going to have a nervous breakdown with some of the contestants lately. You know how that game works, right? Is you're trying to guess letters on a board.
Right, and then you have to solve the puzzle or whatever?
Solve the puzzle, exactly. Yeah. Well, somebody guessed a letter, and then the next contestant, the letter wasn't on the board. The next contestant guessed the same letter. You should see Pat's face when that happened.
L.
L. Hold on.
L.
How does that happen?
So basically they say, no, there's no L.
You guys feel his pain, though, right? Like when we do our games and someone guesses the wrong answer. And
yesterday's
it was
game?
Correct song. Yeah.
Just a second yesterday, yeah.
It's crazy. Totally. Here's the best parody I'm sure that will ever be done of Meghan Trainor's All About the Bass. It comes from our friend Chris Hardwick from his Nerdist channel. This is Allison Hayslip is the lead singer on this. Dave, how would you describe this Star Wars parody of All About the Bass?
Well, it's from Team Unicorn. It's their little group on Nerdist. And they just do a whole parody featuring like Darth Vader, Han Solo, and Jabba. And it's awesome.
It's great.
And no, I won't be no Sith fighting Jedi. No rebels.
See the
no
base
rebels.
Being
See what they did
the Death
there.
Star.
The base
right.
is the Death Star.
They're on the
Star.
Death Star.
Being you know
awesome.
Who also features is our buddy Seth Green's wife, Claire Grant.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How about that? Glozell is his name. He's a magician.
Nope, Glozell's the female.
Glozell is a woman who's assisting a magician who does a series of videos in the that we put up from time to time in the Kevin Beat Internet Roundup. And this is a great magic prank that he does because it involves a video on his phone with a spider on it. And then somehow the spider miraculously appears in the room on the woman's hand, and she is terrified. Terrified. Listen to her reaction.
If a spider jump on my hand, I'm going to use this hand. I'm going to smack you.
That does need a remix.
Yeah. By the way, she's so mad she rips off her wig and starts beating the magician with it, too. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Funny or Die has put together a great supercut of the great Will Ferrell and all the many, many times that he has screamed at people in his movies.
Help me, Tom Cruise! Tom Cruise using witchcraft on me to get the fire off me! Hey, you're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric The meatloaf! Ma, the meatloaf! I'm in a glass case of emotion.
It's great. You'll want to watch all of those Will Ferrell movies again once you see these clips. South Park is back. They've got their own version of a public service announcement urging us to please drink responsibly.
Drink, drink, you drink, Vegas fun, you in a tuxedo, this girl, vodka, drink, 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 drink it all, you more tuxedos, more cars, more vodka, drink, drink, drink.
Please drink responsibly.
Message received. Our friends at Honest Trailers this time took on the Disney hit from a few months ago called Maleficent. At least I think that's what it's called.
Maleficent. 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 Screw it. Sleeping Beauty. So experience a more modern take on Sleeping Beauty, where we learn the most important lesson of all. If your movie comes out after Frozen,
an act of true love.
True love's kiss.
True love only exists between two girls. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one's worth checking out for sure. Another continuing series on the Internet Roundup is the Epic Rap Battles of History, where they take historical figures, usually, and they have them rap against each other. It's pretty funny. This one's good, Kevin. You'll love this one because it's the Mythbusters guys on Discovery versus your friends in the Ghostbusters.
Starting with the vacuum cleaner strapped up on your back. It's a fact, positrons don't react like that. You built a laser grid with no safety switch, and Walter Peck was right, that's some shady shit. Good thing you work in a firehouse.
You just got burned.
You are poor scientists.
That's good work.
That's enough from the walrus and Bliss the clown.
Let's show these myth bitches how we do it downtown. Are you sick?
Ho!
Eat them up.
Smoke it. High speed shows your ass get beat in slow motion. We roast show hosts when our flow cross streams.
Pumping out blockbusters.
While you work behind the scenes.
It's a rap test, dummy.
And you're both getting cracked.
We came, we saw, we kicked your ass.
It's really, really well done, especially the guys who play the well, all of them are great, but the guys who play the Ghostbusters really look like the Ghostbusters guys, don't they?
Sure do.
And finally, on this edition of the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, this is one of the craziest videos you'll ever see. On the surface, you watch it, and it's John Oliver from The Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO, and he's talking about a real-life invention called the salmon cannon, which I... did you think it was real, Dave, that they're actually shooting salmon?
I think it is real.
Yeah, I believe it. Across the dam, right?
If it's on John Oliver, I believe it.
Yeah.
So... he does this whole thing where he's demonstrating what it's like to shoot salmon. He's using fake fish, of course, out of a cannon. And then he starts hitting every TV show you've ever seen in your life with the salmon cannon. I mean, the news, you know, Anderson Cooper is on there. Daytime soap operas are on there. Every primetime show. I mean, it is the most star-studded viral video I can ever remember seeing.
And they're doing serious scenes, you know, in their real life. And all of a sudden, the salmon just flies into the screen and hits him in the head.
And we're going to play a little clip of it that's going to end with J.J. Abrams on the set of Star Wars giving a line read to R2-D2 when he gets hit in the face by a salmon. It's insane.
A cannon that fires fish through a tube and over a dam.
Members of the Obama administration temporarily...
There's a new report about Iran's nuclear program, and it seems...
Stop. R2, awesome. Except... it's bleep, squawk, bloop.
Stick to the script, because I have...
I quit. I can't work like this.
If you only watch one video this week, make it that one. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, the salmon cannon. You can find them at KROQ.com or KevinBean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Internet Roundup. Better turn your sound up. Internet Roundup on KROQ.com.
Yeah. Woo!
I'll skate. It's a dance party up in here.
You gotta give us the cut sign, Ralph.
Look, if you can't feel it, I can't help you. If you don't feel it, I can't help you. It's either you know it or you don't. I don't know how my shirt got torn.
What did happen there, Kevin?
Let's take a minute. Here's what happened. Time.
Let's not take a minute.
Let's take a minute. We'll take just a minute.
All right, I walk in.
You're a grown-ass man.
Well, yeah.
And you're at your place of work. And you walk in.
Yes.
And one of your coworkers says,
Kevin, your shirt is torn.
You know that your shirt is torn, right? And I say, no.
And you look down expecting what? A little nick, a little tear, a little pull?
Yeah,
it's like 4 inch,
it's
5 inches.
It's like 6 inches.
It's like six
all the
inches.
Way up.
It's like someone attacked you with a knife.
Yeah. That's what it looks like.
And you're just walking around that way.
And it's a relatively new shirt.
How do you think it happened?
I have no idea.
I have no idea how the shirt got torn.
Now, we're assuming it did not happen on your body because you would have felt that. There'd be some visible scar or something, right?
Who knows?
That's all questionable.
I mean, you think it was torn when you put it on, I guess is my question.
Kevin, we don't know. Honestly. Anything could happen. He could have been mugged in the parking lot and not remember.
Well, the weird thing is that it's, like Ralph said, it's not just a tiny little cut. It's at least 6 inches.
Right.
Torn from the bottom up.
Right.
I know that this is going to be a diversion inside a diversion, but didn't you ask Kevin in the meeting yesterday, dude, what's going on with your leg? Are you bleeding?
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, that was different, yeah.
Kevin often will walk in to the show with scraped knees, like he's an 8-year-old, like he fell off his scooter. I mean, invariably, he'll have some bloody raspberry on his knee from something he did. So I said to him, oh, dude, your knee again. How did you scrape your knee? Your knee scraped. And he reached down and rubbed it off. It wasn't blood. In fact, it was chili. He said, no, that's chili. I have chili on my knees. When are you kneeling in chili?
No, we had
what's wrong with you?
Pink's delivered hot dogs.
Right.
So I had a chili dog.
To the best of my knowledge, goes in your mouth.
But the part that you missed was me being about 75% covered in chili. So I spent about 15 minutes cleaning myself off thinking, all right, I got it all. All I missed was my knee. But I had it on my hands. I had it on my face. I'm pretty sure it was in my hair. I don't know what happened.
Fascinating
it was
to
like
me,
an
though.
Explosion.
If we were talking about a 12-year-old or a 14-year-old who was ripping his clothes and getting chili on his knees, you would say, seriously, grow the F up. Learn how to live like an adult. You're 14 years old.
I'm send him to a special doctor.
I'm pretty happy with the way I live. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying myself.
That is a mighty 1-2 punch, isn't it?
I was just happy that it was only on my knee. I was literally swimming.
How do you get to work every morning?
Chili. It's just, it goes to your hand.
I was swimming in chili.
To your mouth. Your hand to your mouth. That's the process
chili
of eating a chili
dog. You know,
dog.
Chili dogs can be pretty messy.
Now, you know what? I can manage a chili dog pretty well.
A lot of chili on it, though. There's a lot of chili.
Well, unless it blows up. Unless someone throws a grenade at me while I'm eating the chili dog, usually it doesn't get all over the place.
I was swimming in chili. So I think the fact that I got it all off except for my knee is a positive.
Okay. Congratulations, Kevin.
Please drink responsibly.
Yeah. Why don't you drink responsibly, Kevin?
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
It's all about the reality television. The Osbournes are coming back. Osbournes are back.
Huh.
Bigger and better than ever.
The Osbournes.
They're back.
How has age been to Ozzy?
Well, look, he couldn't be any duller than he was when he was loaded doing the first run.
Yeah.
I mean, he was drinking and using when they did the first series.
You know what, though? I don't know what his current state of being sober is, but I
he
saw
is now him. Clean and sober.
Okay, so I saw him after that show aired do a concert and couldn't have been sharper.
Yeah.
I mean, really on top of it, you could understand every word. They all made sense.
Sharon Osbourne said on The Talk on Tuesday, that's where she announced that MTV is going to bring back the show, at least for an update series, probably be 6 to 8 episodes, just one run. Just to sort of reconnect with the family. She said, it was all my husband's doing. He looked back on his life and said, I wish we could have done the Osbournes now when I'm clean and sober. So he wants people to see what he's like now in this condition. And so that's why, one of the reasons they're doing it. I'm sure there's a big hefty payday involved as well.
Yeah, sure.
I was afraid of this. And I did want to say it out loud because I thought if no one has thought of it, maybe they won't do it. But it didn't matter. My silence didn't earn me anything.
What happened?
They're making a reality series out of Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy's marriage.
Oh, no.
I'm so afraid of that.
Wow. They're insufferable together.
They really
are. It's a double no.
A&E Network will do a 10-episode series called Donnie Loves Jenny.
All right, we need to pool on how many are going to actually air out
of
those 10.
Air them all.
They'll absolutely air them.
Are you kidding? We'll probably watch.
New Kids fans alone will keep that on the air.
Look, their show currently on A&E, Wahlburgers, is already a hit. People watch them run a restaurant.
Huh. But people watch anything that's on E. Just leave it on E.
This is A&E.
A&E, okay. I'm sorry.
Look, there's no judging what people were watching in reality television.
And you know what's a weird phenomenon, Ralph, is that Jenny McCarthy is a ridiculously hot woman.
Yes.
Yet no one is less sexy talking about sexy stuff than Jenny McCarthy is.
I know, she's unbearable.
I don't know how she does it, but she'll go on and just.
How does she turn me off?
Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
I think sexy comes from within, and it's not there.
Yeah. Sexy is as sexy does, right, Kev?
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go with it.
That's on my shirt. I have chili in my shirt there. Today's celebrity birthdays.
I think Ozzy Osbourne is in better shape than Kevin is today, don't you?
Dare you, sir.
They should have.
How dare
the
you?
Riders. That's the show we need on MTV.
That's the show we need to see.
Long-suffering Melissa putting up with addle-brained Kevin stumbling around his house, chili on his knees, torn shirts.
Nope. His assistant Linus just trying to keep the household running.
Yeah.
Nope. Kevin watching soccer on TV with Lupita the maid.
She's trying to clean. He's forcing her to sit down and translate.
Translate
for him.
It's only on Spanish.
What does it say? What does it mean to say?
Oh, Mr. Kevin, I have to go dust now.
Now, what's this? Tell me what they're all saying.
And my wife says, she didn't give us cleaning does it. And I go, I don't know. You got to talk
know.
To her.
She should be fired. And she got chili on my knees. Today's celebrity birthdays. Al Michaels is 70 years old today. Singer Neil Young turned 69. Megan Mullally celebrates her 56th birthday. Ryan Gosling. All right. Don't then. Is 34.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, you bastard. Anne Hathaway is 32. And Ariana Celeste turns 29 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Adam Carolla on the program later on today. And don't forget at 9 o'clock, straight up, your chance to win tickets to the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert Saturday and Sunday, December 13th and 14th at the Forum, including U2 and System of a Down and Linkin Park and Smashing Pumpkins, Bush and Alt-J and Imagine Dragons and so much more. Get all the details at krock.com. This is kind of exciting. Lisa Kudrow is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. The comeback has come back. It airs Sunday nights at 10 on HBO. Episode number 1 aired over the weekend. It is back for a second season, a long-delayed second season. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
It's a weird situation where I hadn't even remembered that the comeback was on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, what, it was 2005?
Yeah, that's when it was on.
And then canceled. Correct. It was canceled in 2005.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now you got a question?
And now it's a weird. Don't you think that's a weird schedule?
Yeah.
What, the once every 9 years schedule?
Yeah. I mean, it seems it's going to be tough to keep an audience. No.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, we would have actually done another season back then. We would have.
So what happened, Lisa? What went wrong then that is going so right now? Because you are being rapturously received. Were you just ahead of your time with the comeback back then?
I think we were a little ahead of the time, but not that much. I mean, it wasn't that much. I always figured back then, you know, this is different. The show it just looked different from anything you'd seen before because it was looking at raw footage, basically, from a reality mm-hmm. show. And back then, it was only really the second season of Amazing Race ever. There were no Housewives of Anywhere yet.
Wow.
You know, so, but I think by second season, people would have understood fully what was happening. By the end of the first season, it was picking up. People were like, oh, my God, I get it. This is great. And over the years, you know, people... The audience grew, and especially with younger people who didn't need to make that adjustment to reality shows are like, what? You know, because mm-hmm. they got it. And then we're on lists, like Entertainment Weekly put us on, you know, one of the great shows of the decade.
Wow, and, wow.
Yeah, fantastic things like that. And I think HBO, they're just so smart because it's kind of a risk to say, listen, we miss your character, Valerie Cherish. We think other people do. You tell us if there's anything to do here.
That's very cool. Now, let's talk about Valerie Cherish for a little bit.
Okay.
You can't like her, right? I mean, she must be fun to play, but you can't like this woman.
I do.
She's horrible.
She's phony. Yeah, she doesn't care about her art or anything and manipulates her husband, but she is a decent person.
She's the most insecure character in the history of television, which just must be a blast to play as an actress.
Oh, it's very fun that every thought is on your face.
Yeah. what do you do? Maybe I'm dumb and this is not a legit question, but do you do something to your voice that's different from how you speak as Lisa Kudrow?
Yeah.
Okay. What is that? Tell me about that. How did you make that voice?
Oh, well, I just thought that she's a sort of, when we were first coming up with this phony actress. And then I had done a character monologue when I was in The Groundlings called Your Favorite Actress on a Talk Show. So it was this person who just talks like this and is phony. And so I just thought, well, that fits for what, you know, for what this person needs to be. And then I got more fleshed out and it's everything she says sounds like a sitcom punchline.
Yes, so, that's absolutely right.
Even if it's not funny at all, it just sounds, you know, I don't need to say that. And it's like, what? That's not, I mean, it's basically, it's not funny. It's really not, but.
Yeah.
But the tragedy of the character.
Yeah, she's trying to spin everything into it's okay because. Make it okay.
Exactly. This is the real life and delightful voice of actress, Emmy award-winning actress Lisa Kudrow here on the Kevin Beach Show. We're talking about her show, The Comeback, which has come back on HBO Sunday nights at 10. I love the flexibility that you have because of the premise of the show, which is that you're a reality TV star filming a reality TV show where you can incorporate so many real people. I mean, even in this first episode to have, you know, Andy from Bravo and to have RuPaul and to have all these other people in, that must be super liberating to know that you can almost work anybody you want to into this script because of the kind of show it is.
Yeah, but you have to justify them being there, too, because there were people like, I loved this show, I want to be in it. Well, you'd have to be yourself, and we don't know why you would be anywhere near Valerie. And if you were, you wouldn't be enjoying her, and that wouldn't be fun, you know.
I love the character that's played by Robert Michael Morris. He was my favorite character on the first season, and I'm so glad to see him back as your manager, Mickey. What
no,
a special
not manager, he's her hair.
Yes,
stylist.
He's her hair.
Well, he seems like he's always taking care of whatever she needs at the moment.
Yes.
You know, what a special relationship they have, and it's amazing to me that she's able to keep somebody like that in her orbit. Like, why does he love her so much?
Because he needs the work. And the health insurance.
So he doesn't love her. He just needs the gig.
No, I think, you know, it's like one of those typical relationships, which is, yeah, maybe it didn't start off that way. It's sort of, well, I need the work, and I know how to keep the work as you're super supportive to this person. And then it grows into more. You
have.
Like they do care about each other.
He is a phenomenal actor, and you know,
phenomenal.
Every word that comes out of his mouth is hilarious.
I know. He's fantastic. Yeah.
This season, you also have Seth Rogen and Malin Ackerman, and Kellan Lutz makes an appearance.
That's right. Yeah. Seth Rogen is in the third episode. He's playing the star of the HBO show that Valerie's on.
Fantastic.
Wow. This program is, I may not be smart enough to follow it. It's so meta, Lisa.
Well, we wanted to go overboard because we wanted to comment on that, too, that everything now has got to be, you know, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be really meta. It's like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah. I'm going to need to go on the internet and go, what did that mean?
Right. And so we just turned this into, it's like an Escher drawing in a three-way mirror.
Well, it's super fun, you guys. If you like shows, particularly if you like shows about insecure people, or if you like shows about Hollywood, like Entourage, this is one you definitely ought to check out. It's called The Comeback. It airs Sunday nights at 10 on HBO. We are happy to have the show back and happy to finally have you on The Kevin Bean Show, Lisa. We appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
We're going to get into Too Many Cooks coming up in about 15 minutes or so right here on The Kevin Bean Show. Plus, keep on listening for your chance to win tickets to the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. That's on the way from K-Rock.
All right, time for this fun feature, Kevin's Trailer Park.
Stupid absurd. Stupid, dumb, absurd. That's what you'll say if your movie's not too loud. Stupid, dumb, absurd. Stupid, dumb, absurd. Who needs a storyline? Just make it loud. And now it's time for Kevin's Trailer Park.
By the way, I don't know why you dismissed this. Yes, Trailer Park Kevin, how are you?
I'm going good.
Good. Okay. I was just going to say, I don't know why you dismissed this feature, Kevin, because this is actually very useful to people who there's so many movies out there, a lot of media messages. What do you go see? If somebody has your movie taste, then you are the person who can lead them to the right film.
Yes, I will. I will show them with hearing two trailers. One good trailer of good. One not trailer's not good, not good.
Now, a lot of people, Trailer Park Kevin, they get excited about this time of year. The fall comes, you start to see some of the some of the pedigree movies. You know, the Oscar hopefuls. Oh. Does that affect your thinking at all when you go pick a film?
What's pedigree?
You know, the better movies, the movies that are award worthy.
Good movies, good.
Yes.
Good movies, yes. Many good movies come out now times year.
Right,
and
so
this is no exception to that of the rule of exception.
Well, let's find out what you like and what you don't in this edition of Trailer Park Kevin. What's the first movie we're going to hear about?
First trailer movie is Furious 7.
Fast and the Furious 7 called Furious 7, that's right, yes.
Yes! Fast Furious 7.
Right.
This is like fifth one of all of them.
Well, I think the clue may be right there in the title. I think it's actually the seventh in the franchise.
No, I think there's seven people in it. That's why they're called a Furious 7.
Okay, well, we'll agree to disagree on that. Now,
we won't agree to disagree. I'm telling you.
We do know that the seventh installation in any movie is usually the best one. So tell us about this one.
Jason Statham and Vin Diesel in the crew and their drive. It's so good. Loud.
Right.
It's so loud. Good. Here's some for first seven. Yeah, I love it.
Just when you didn't think it could get any better, huh?
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Hell yeah.
Oh, guns.
Oh.
Yeah. Guns. Car.
I'm Terrell. You don't know me.
Go past.
You're about to.
Oh.
Looks like the sons of London have followed us home.
Remember Owen Shaw? This is Big Bad Brother.
Yes.
We're being hunted.
Being hunted.
One last ride. This is a world that doesn't play by your rules.
No rules! Just right!
Like it or not, you and your friends are a part of it now.
Oh, no, they're a part of it.
I have friends. I got family.
That's right. Furious 7.
There's not a lot of dialogue in that trailer.
That is all he needs. I don't have friends. I have family. Furious 7. That's all that you need.
And Trailer Park Kevin, when they drive their cars out of a moving airplane.
Yes! I'm so happy.
Okay. All right.
When
so
that
you're
happens.
You're in on Furious 7. What's your next show?
Another movie also come out. Beyond the Lights is called.
Now, this is getting a great buzz. It premiered at the Toronto International
Film
Festival.
You have to be buzzed to watch this movie, because it is awful. The trail's awful. It must be not good. Awfuls.
It kind of reminds me of The Bodyguard a little bit, in that you have a music superstar who kind of falls for her security guy.
Yes. It's the black bodyguard.
Okay.
It's the blacky guard.
All right. Let's hear some of Beyond the Lights.
Selling fantasy here.
All right. Let's lose the jacket.
Everybody says I'm special because I have this voice.
Oh.
But I'm just saying what everybody else wants me to say.
Oh, shut up.
Can you look at me for a second?
No, wait! Hey, look at me!
Oh.
I see you.
Oh, why are you talking?
On the balcony. You were screaming, I see you.
Oh, I hate piano music.
Just what do you see?
Talk.
Saw this?
Oh, talk louder!
I have to say.
Why is everybody whispering?
It's your life.
This is different.
This thing? You throw off a game.
Metaphor.
What do those words mean?
When did you ever tell me that you didn't want this?
I was on that. I don't want this movie.
I need you.
Oh, I need you to stop talking. Stop it. Why are you awful? There's no good in this. It is so bad. So there's a guy in the movie called Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, what about him?
No machine gun.
No machine gun.
Oh, lying movie.
And nothing blew up in the whole film.
Mini drivers in this movie. Never drives. Doesn't drive a fast car at all. Mini driver. Lying movie. I hate lying movies. This is bad. Don't go.
So you're out on Beyond the Lights.
Danny Glover wears no gloves. I hate it. Don't go see it. Don't go. Go see Fast 7 Furious.
Kevin's Trailer Park. Park. Kevin's Trailer Park. Park. Who needs a storyline? Just put in a love, love park.
I am not often watching Adult Swim at 4 a.m., but if I were last week and I came across Too Many Cooks, I might think that I was on an acid trip.
Yeah, you would question your own sanity.
I start thinking about, and we have this up at the Kevin Bean Facebook page if you want to see the video if you have not yet. But I just keep thinking about the people who are channel surfing at that time of night. And 4 a.m. is an ugly time of night. Nobody wants to be awake if they don't have to be. A lot of people are just trying to go to sleep or come down from the night before. And imagine you're flipping around and you come across that thing. Imagine what you would think it was if you saw it for the first time with no context, no pre-warning.
Here's what I will tell you is that it's 11 minutes long. Mm-hmm. And the first time I watched it, I went, oh, okay, I understand this, about 4 minutes in. Mm-hmm. And then I got a message from Bean saying, do not quit halfway through. You must watch all the way to the end. And I realized that I had seen really just the setup.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Casper Kelly, the man who made it, describes it as an 80s sitcom fever dream. And that's what it looks like. It's filmed on what looks like videotape. It's a little bit grainy. And everybody kind of is wearing 80s clothes and 80s hairstyles until they're not. Until it ends up being animated. Until it ends up being a space movie. Until it ends up having a killer who starts decapitating people. until it starts to have talking puppets. It's really the craziest thing that's out there right now. Let's hear a little bit of Too Many Cooks, the theme song. And then we've got an expert on the phone that'll help us break it down.
It takes a lot to make a stew.
A pinch of salt and laughter too.
A scoop of kids to add the spice.
A dash of love to make it nice. And you got
too many cooks.
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 On like that for 11 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Well, our friend who knows about TV stuff is Matt Fowler. He is a writer for the TV channel at IGN.com, and he joins us on the Kevin Bean Show right now. Hey, Matt, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So what do we think about Too Many Cooks?
Well, like Kevin was saying, you think you know what it's going to be about 3 minutes in, and then it takes all these different swerves almost to appease people's, you know, 3 minute attention span when it comes to internet videos.
Yeah.
And it keeps zigging and zagging. And the funny thing is, it seemed like Friday morning when this became a big hit because it aired at 4 a.m. just hours earlier, people sort of en masse decided, I'm going to commit to an 11 minute internet video. They really didn't want to work that morning.
Right.
So they all started watching this. And it's not like Adult Swim isn't known for making you feel like you're on acid.
Agreed.
You know,
right.
Early
that's,
in the morning.
That's half their shows, yeah.
Yeah. But this one just caught on, and I think it had to do with that initial hook of being really relatable to all the old sitcoms that people, you know, the 80s sitcoms, the TGIF lineup on ABC with all the familiar characters, and that sort of brought people in.
Yeah, they're all nice. They're all nice, and they're all clean. They all wear nice clothes, and they're introducing each character, and then they sit on the couch, and they take a photo, and you go, wow, this really is just an intro for an 80s show.
And you know, and it's called Too Many Cooks, and it's the Cook family, and there's a lot of them. It reminded me of, there was actually that old Growing Pains spinoff that was short-lived, Just the 10 of Us, where they had 8 kids and 4
That's
teenagers.
Right. So, that's right. Now, you've seen a lot of people breaking down this video, and you've done it on your own site. And we'll get to the Spot the Killer piece that you wrote, Matt, which is brilliant. But people are trying to make meaning out of it, and there really isn't any. There's no through line for all the stories. There's no bigger message that we're supposed to take away. It's just nonsense, and that's why it's great, right?
Yeah, I feel like the best thing you can sort of write about, if you're going to do an internet piece about Too Many Cooks, is, hey, here it is. Like, why
that's
is
it.
Like,
that's
just,
it.
Just sit back and behold. But there are actually think pieces out there circulating for people who are diving into deeper meaning. And for, you know, even there are some people who just for fun's sake are trying to spot a narrative throughout. Some people feel like the killer is trying to thwart the spread of the intranitis virus, which you find at the end. But then right at the end when it, you realize you have the sitcom hadn't even begun and they show you the first few seconds only to stop it, you realize the whole thing has been a giant intro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can't wait for the sequel, which is supposed to come out next year. So I've read interviews, as I'm sure you have too, Matt, with Casper Kelly, the man who did it. And he said they put this together super cheap with people that he could find that he could get to work for free or nearly for nothing. And those are almost all their real names that are used. But how, I mean, for folks who haven't seen it, how many genres does this thing cover?
It covers a lot. And like just to touch on the name thing. People thought they were initially they were fake names because just the nature of the video,
right?
Especially the name Gwydion Lashley Walton, like right. Cool kid.
Yeah.
That's his real name. Like as you were saying, he has an IMDb page you can go to.
Wow!
Yeah, it touches. You know, it goes from the sitcom. It goes to Cop Show. It goes to like Dynasty Falcon Crest. It goes to G.I. Joe, to Outer Space, and actually, I was just listening to you talk to Lisa Kudrow about how things are so meta now. These are things that you would expect from even a show like Community to do. They did an all G.I. Joe episode.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
They do claymation episodes. So this isn't even out of the realm of today's comedy.
What do you think about the way Adult Swim dropped this on us? Just in the middle of the night with no promotion. Brilliant, right?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, it is brilliant. And that it also lends itself to, you know, that this was just everything aligning just right for this to catch fire on the internet because it could have easily, like you said, it's 4 a.m. People could have just, you know, just thought they ate bad, you know, Thai food the night
right.
before and dreamt it all.
What the
and
hell am
I
watching?
Paid any attention to it the next morning. But it really caught on.
Let's talk about Spot the Killer that you wrote for your site for IGN TV.
Well, it was probably my third watch through. You know, you start realizing, you know, okay, you think that the killer aspect of the video is just one section.
Right.
But then when I started watching it again, I noticed somebody looming behind one of the babies in the intro. And then you go back farther and you realize that the killer is sort of hiding in plain sight since the very beginning of the video.
He's in every cast, right?
The girl with the glasses, I think is the third character introduced, he's standing literally right next to her, not moving. And it's his arm is right there. Then he's on the stairwell while they're taking a family photo. So he's sort of this weird creeping presence that sort of appears Shining style up until he starts actually killing people on the on the video.
He reminded me so much of Killer Bob in Twin Peaks.
Well, in fact, I think his name is listed as Bill, so it would just be Killer Bill.
Sure. what else do we need to say about Too Many Cooks?
The theme song, of course, which is something that instantly gets stuck in your head because it is played for so much of the actual video, and then to actually see it at the end be treated as sort of an earworm virus that actually does get stuck in your head and causes great pain to people where they want to kill themselves, I think is another great sort of spin on the whole triumphant old 80s sitcom theme song.
I was thinking, what a crazy idea this is now, considering how we want to move on so quickly. Like, some vines are too long. You know?
No.
It's like, that's seven. You can't hang out for 7 seconds and watch that. But this goes for 11 minutes, which is counter to everything that seems to be popular these days.
I know. You know, you would never, you know, everyone would tell you not to put an 11-minute internet video up, because of the attention span issues, but this one just, and even people who were expecting it to just be the same thing for 11 minutes before it started changing, became a cop show, became animated, I think they were still all in. I think they were still willing to watch 11 minutes of just characters being introduced.
Well, I mean, I imagine you can't imagine that this is actually still happening.
It's like watching a car chase. However long it goes, that's how long you'll watch.
How are they still doing this?
And let's not forget, as we say goodbye, Matt, let's not forget Lars von Trier as the Pie.
Uncredited, it says in the IMDb page. But yeah, Lars von Trier as the Pie. Another person played Coat.
Well, it's amazing, and I love what you've been writing about it. I'm sure there is more to come as we prepare for the sequel, which is supposed to be out early next year. Matt Fowler has been our guest. He is a writer for IGN.com/TV. He's a writer for their TV channel at IGN.com, and we really appreciate your insight. It's always great to catch up with you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks.
Honey, I'm home.
Too many cooks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:55.
Ralph is here with the show. Bisbeat on a Wednesday. Ralph, just give me the signal if you want me to bring up the audio from the European Space Agency to let you know whether the spacecraft lands on the comet or not.
Yeah, go to it now.
No, don't.
Right now.
Ralph, you don't know what you're talking about. He's been doing this off the air all morning.
What's been going on?
Well, right now they're just waiting. They're looking at the monitors,
right,
waiting for word.
Great.
They think it has landed by now, but it takes, as we talked about earlier, it takes 28 and a half minutes all for right. any audio to get back, any signals to get back from space,
all
because
right.
it's 4.5 billion miles away. Okay. So we don't know whether it successfully landed on the comet or not yet.
Okay.
I'll keep an eye on it, though. I'll break in if anything changes.
No, I'm good.
No, you're not.
I got a cup of coffee here. Let's kick back.
Please don't.
Let's kick back and wait to see if we hear
I'm
anything.
I'm begging you. You've been in the other room for a while.
This is fascinating.
This has been fascinating to me all morning.
I love hearing Swedes murmur.
You do your thing, and we'll break in if there's any news.
No, I don't want to miss it. I'm afraid I'll be talking and it'll happen, and we won't get the beginning of it.
I would like to miss it, and I would like to hear what you have to say
let's
instead.
Let's just sit back and wait to hear
it. But seriously.
Let's see if we hear
it's
anything.
It's 28 minutes, though. We don't know.
Too many cooks.
Right.
Too many cooks.
Nothing better than a room full of people waiting for something to happen and a video on them.
That's radio.
It is very exciting, though. Ralph, you're with me on how exciting it is. What an amazing technological achievement.
Oh, played off.
Oh, too bad. Keyboard Cat is playing you off.
That hurts.
That's great goddamn radio.
This is sad. It's all over, man.
What's all over?
No longer will anyone be pitchy, dog.
American Idol gone?
No, Randy Jackson's leaving American Idol.
Oh. Really?
Randy has always been a part of American Idol since the beginning. 2002!
Is he the only one?
It'd be the first time since the show's debut that he hasn't been involved in some way.
Seacrest has been there since the beginning.
No,
as well.
I mean people that matter.
Yeah, we're talking about real people.
Yeah, he's the last original judge.
The upcoming season 14 judges will be Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick Jr. again, with Ryan Seacrest, of course, hosting. But pitchy dog.
Yeah.
Gone.
Well, he was kind of easing his way out, right? Wasn't he just a mentor last year?
He was. He was a mentor. And asked him this year just to be a mento.
But, really?
I don't.
Really?
The fresh maker. But he passed.
Really?
And then a ment. He's going to be a ment. And then a men. Then a
file?
Me. And then just
I never thought I'd say this, but what's happening in the space station?
More sad news. Franklin and Bash is canceled. Mark
Paul Gosler
and Breckenmeyer.
It was a fun show.
It was a fun show. I enjoyed it. TNT has canceled the legal drama after its fourth season. Network says it's because of their move towards edgier program. Yeah, edgier programming on TNT. Instead of Franklin and Bash, they're going to have...
You're going to have what?
Too many cooks, too many cooks. We should talk to the guy. We should interview is the psycho killer. Kaskase. He's the guy we got to talk to. The machete wielder.
I like it.
He's a good-looking dude. That's all I know.
He's me in about 5 years, by the way.
You now.
5 years, yeah. What are you thinking about? And we talked a little about reality television in the last hour. We talked about the Osbournes, of course, coming back. And now VH1 is reportedly doing a competition reality show designed to see which member of various sets of identical twins is better.
Wow, what a terrible idea.
It's called twinning.
Twinning.
Which one's better?
Twinning.
Which one of the twins is better?
So one of them...
Who will be the twinner?
One of them on TV gets told they're not as good as their twin.
Yes. It's what a competition between twins.
That's a terrible idea.
And we'll also focus on popular twin myths, like one twin can feel pain that the other is feeling.
So what do? Do they stab one of them in the heart?
Yep.
And see if the other guy on the other side of the room can feel
cooks.
It?
Yep, they see if the other guy dies. It's going to be an hour-long show. 12 sets of twins will go through challenges and be eliminated until one pair wins the grand prize of, wait for it, $222,222.22.
Oh, for God's sake.
We live in a golden age of television.
This is a this is a real deal.
Twinning.
So that's a Saturday Night Live skit?
Nope. That's
Funny or
a
Die.
Real ass.
It's on Funny or Die,
show.
Right?
It's going to be on VH1. I can't get Hollywood Babylon on television, but Twinning. Guessing 4 or 5 seasons. We'll see of that.
Do you have a twin, Ralph? Maybe you should incorporate him into the HBO.
I should call John Henson and see what he's doing, and we can pretend to be twinning.
You could dominate that competition.
Like you did.
Let's head back to the UK.
Yeah, quickly, hurry!
What's happening? Oh, they're still watching.
Yeah, they're still just watching monitors. Still no news yet.
Good update, though.
I hope the comet hits them. If they don't see it coming, it just goes crashing through the roof.
Wouldn't that be an unbelievable surprise?
Them all. Wouldn't that be the best?
That would be great.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
All right, B. Thank you. All right, B. Thank you.
Despite what Bean said this morning, folks, not my
happy
birthday
Ralph. Very excited. Happy
thanks
birthday.
Thanks for so many emails and tweets and people reaching out. You're very, very nice, sweet, kind
people.
Hope
you have a great day. Very excited about it being your birthday.
Not at all my birthday, and I just want to get that out there. Doc came in and said, happy birthday.
Right.
So apparently no one heard the
nice
second
of Doc
half
to say
of
happy
the,
birthday,
of the
to go out of
this
way to say happy
morning.
Birthday to you.
So just
to
want to give everyone
it's
a heads
an
up.
It's an exciting day.
Not.
Save it for Monday, people. That's what you're saying.
Not. Sportscaster Al Michaels, though, is celebrating his birthday today. He is 70 years old. I still like Michaels. I think he's talented.
I do too.
Good guy.
I think he's great.
Of all the sportscasters, he bugs me the least.
All right. I guess that's a compliment.
Neil Young is 69 years old today. Megan Mullally is 56. Ryan Gosling. He's 34 years old. Anne Hathaway celebrates her 32nd birthday. And a UFC girl, Ariane Celeste, celebrates her 29th birthday today.
What's going on there, Bean?
People watch. Just looking at computers right now. I'll get back to you.
You know how to live.
Man. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Less than 1 hour from right now, win your way into the 25th annual K-Rock Almost to Go. Ooh, wait a second. Hold on. Update. Looks like the spacecraft is on the comet, Kevin. They're getting ready to give a press conference here.
C'est interdit de boire ici, hein? Bon. Okay. You have all heard that...
It's good stuff.
...Philae has landed.
It's on the comet. It landed. 10 years later, just made it. It landed.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said, yes.
Let's have more. Let's have more of that.
You want some more? Okay.
Yeah.
Science. Scientist.
That's enough science.
Knowledge. And
knowledge. He's just naming things.
Intelligence. That makes a difference. I would like at this stage to repeat what I say after each success.
Yes, what's that?
The biggest problem of success is that it looks easy.
They landed a freaking spacecraft. This is what humans did today. They landed a spacecraft on something that's over 4.5 billion miles away, that's traveling at 40,000 miles an hour. That just happened.
And you think that that is more important than the Justin Bieber great egg debacle?
when you put it in context, what's going on with Mr. Bieber?
Well, Mr. Bieber is supposed to complete community service and anger management treatment by early next year. Mm-hmm. And he had to pay $80,000 for the egging.
This is over him egging the neighbor's house?
$80,000 to fix the egging.
Wow.
And then he's got community service, and he's also in anger management court classes.
Yeah, according to TMZ, he is doing physical labor during his 5-day stint at that Music Cares organization, which helps music people in times of need. No specifics about what he's doing, but I am fascinated to know what a guy like Justin Bieber, who's been so entitled since he was 11 years old, he has treated the world like it's his toilet. How is he going to handle anger management? Is he even the kind of person who's going to be susceptible to learning a lesson about changing his behavior? We thought, let's check in with Justin, as we do from time to time here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and he joins us now. Hi, Justin.
What a...
Just saying good morning, just saying hello, just touching base, catching up.
What are the questions, bro?
Well, we haven't asked any questions yet. We just said hello.
Whatever, eh?
How do you feel about the $80,000 that you had to pay to that dude?
Stupid.
Stupid, okay.
Stupid, eh? It's not even Canadian dollars, eh?
Right, but do you feel like it's justified if that's what it's going to cost your neighbor to repair the damage that you did to his home? Shouldn't you take some responsibility for that?
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm Justin Bieber, eh?
Right, we know that.
Like, I should do what I want.
Well, you're still a criminal, though.
You're also doing community service.
And stupid.
You go out of your way to say you're doing physical labor, which I don't believe for one
That's
second.
Right. No, I am. I'm working out while I'm doing community service, eh? Because I could be like an excellent boxer. Floyd Mayweather said so, eh?
Yeah, no, no.
No,
I'm going to have to back... What?
Did you see what you did to the Steelers the other day just by praying with some of their players?
Hey, that's not my fault, eh?
Oh, really? Because what? They weren't going to lose to the Jets before you came into the picture.
Look, someone else came and prayed with the Jets, okay? Somebody even more popular, like Kanye or someone. I don't know how that works.
That's how. I didn't realize that either.
I'm not a priest, eh?
Really?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
So what about the anger management?
I'm here now. It's so stupid, eh?
Oh, you're at the anger management right this second?
Yes, hold on. I'm on the phone, okay? Hold on. We'll talk about your stupid anger in a minute.
Wow.
Oh!
What are you doing, Justin?
Turning over things, man.
Well, but you're at anger management.
Are you learning nothing from what they're trying to teach you?
Yeah, you have to express your anger, eh?
But in the right way, aren't they trying to say express it in a correct way?
Here you go. Baby, 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 oh! Baby, 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 no! There!
Just sounds destructive, though. It sounds like it's harmful to you and others.
No way! What? Lunch? I got to go take a lunch break.
Okay.
About 35 minutes away from you winning your way into the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Concert. Get all the details at K-Rock.com. And while you're there, sign up to win tickets to both nights. Make sure you're a Street Team member so you can get in on the presale, which is this Friday at noon. Going to be amazing shows. And I'm very excited. Kevin, I know you've already been out there. I'm very excited to see the Forum. I've not seen it since it's been revamped.
It's unbelievable.
It's a beautiful building,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, I used to go all the time for Lakers and Kings and stuff, and it's doesn't look anything like it, except from the outside.
Yeah.
Can't wait. It's going to be very, very special. Hey, there was a news story a couple days ago that I was really interested in and delighted to see the happy ending. This is the hikers. There were 15 people, 4 juveniles, 11 adults. They're part of a church group that got lost in Eaton Canyon. This is part of the Angeles Crest Forest. This happens all the time in Southern California. People go out for a hike and maybe they get a little bit lost and then it gets dark and then they have no way to contact anybody and then they have to call out helicopters and search parties and the whole deal.
Isn't that weird considering that the metropolitan area of Los Angeles is so unbelievably huge? And they can't find any of it. That's crazy.
Well, here's a news report of the happy ending.
24 hours after these hikers started up the trail to the waterfalls yesterday morning, the LA County Sheriff's Department and Altadena Rescue Team helped hoist the 15 hikers to safety, who were located about 3 miles up from the base. They ranged in age from 15 to 35 and were a part of a youth group from the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Huntington Park. We heard from a few of them who say they just lost track of time, that it got dark quickly, so they decided to hunker down and stay put, but they were scared and cold, and they had already texted their family for help.
They're so lucky they were able to text outside, by the way, to anyone who wasn't in their party, because a lot of times you get deep into these woods or whatever, or you're too far away from civilization, there's no cell service.
There's only one person that had a cell phone that had a signal, and it was one bar.
Oh my God.
And that person texted, you know, parents or whoever.
whatever cell phone company has is their provider, better find that out and use that as an ad campaign that they're the only person that's service in that situation.
Texted the family. They called 911. Then the search was on.
Wow. So,
by the way, they had to spend out there Sunday night because it was too foggy for air support. They couldn't send helicopters out. Even at night, they couldn't send helicopters out because it was too foggy. They couldn't see them. But I don't think we've ever done this phone topic. Lots of people in the area hike. Lots of people have been lost. We want to hear your stories of being out there and taking a wrong turn or whatever happened. Maybe you fell, you got hurt, something happened to you, and you couldn't get back, and you needed to be rescued. We want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. Believe it or not, it's happened right here in our own K-Rock family. Lightning, former producer of the Kevin DeBate Show, now one of the bigwigs at K-Rock.com. He had this happen to him at one point in his life. Hey, Light, welcome back, son. How are you?
Good morning, good morning.
Hi, Light.
I had it happen to me twice.
What?
Twice, Lightning.
Yeah, Troop 809 and 1171. Two troops.
You were in some bad Boy Scout groups.
I would think
all the people in the world who would never get lost in the woods, it would be the Boy Scouts.
Right? Well, there was no cell phones back then. I mean, right. Those giant shoe phone things. And we were in the Anzaburego Desert, and there was about 15 of us. And it was, again, we had some adults and had some mostly kids. And middle of the desert, I don't know, it felt like 190 degrees outside, and we were going through some heat exhaustion, and we just get off track, lose the trail. We come to a ravine that's like 200 feet down. It's got this crazy cactus all over it. No one wants to go down to the ravine. We can see water down there, which is like going to be our savior, but we can't get to it. So we end up getting helicoptered out the next day.
Oh, wow. My God.
How long were you guys out there in the wilderness?
We were out there almost a full day. It was a little less because it was early in the morning getting really hot. I think maybe I'm exaggerating. It was by the evening, though. So before sun goes down, they had figured out that we had not checked in that morning. So as the sun set, the helicopter was landing at the Ranger Station.
What a bunch of babies. Boy Scouts leave in the morning and, like, afternoon, they're like, help!
Yeah.
How old are you at this time, Lightning?
I think I'm, like, 14. I think I'm 14.
Now, were you – here's an important question that I want to ask all of our callers on this topic if they've been lost in the woods at 1-800-520-1067. Were you the fat kid that was most likely going to be eaten if food was needed?
No, I was not. I was one of the aggressive kids that hiked out and ended up trying to find the ranger station. So we got screamed at later.
Oh, don't make yourself a hero.
Hey, yeah, maybe no, that's true, Kevin. Maybe that's what happened.
Whatever. Did you get rescued by a helicopter after 4 hours of being out in the desert?
Did you guys pick somebody else who was likely to be first eaten?
Oh, there were a couple. Yeah, there were a couple kids that were left for dead for sure.
The fat kids are sitting around going, "Oh,
We had a couple kids with, like, one was diabetic, one was a hemophiliac. Like,
oh, my God.
Yeah, good. Wow.
That's a good group.
Our troop was a mess.
That's a good group right there.
I know you have to go, Light. We appreciate you jumping on. But were you guys scared? I mean, was there some thought, oh, my God, what if they can't find us? What if we're out here for days?
Absolutely. You're 14. You've never been that far away from civilization. Granted, you're only 2 hours from L.A., but you are absolutely freaking out. There are kids crying.
But my last question to you is, isn't that what the Boy Scouts are teaching you?
Yeah, don't you have compasses and aren't you supposed to be prepared with water and stuff?
Yeah, listen.
A learning experience?
You're prepared. You've got all the tools that you need, but you can only carry so much water. And you've got tents, but sometimes it's too cold for things like that. I mean, you do the best you prepare, you know, but...
it's a pretty whiny Boy Scout troop.
Yeah. A bunch of babies you were with.
And you, because it was Boy Scouts, you were going to just leave the gay kids behind, too, right?
We didn't have any.
Oh, that's right. There weren't any gay kids in the 80s.
No.
I forgot. Okay. All right, Light. We appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. All right.
By the way, I don't want it to be lost that that happened to him again.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That twice.
1-800-520-1067. You obviously got rescued at some point, but what happened before you did? Tell us your stories. We'll talk to you next on K-Rock. I'm with you. I think of all the people in the world who should never get lost, it's the Boy Scouts. You're out there to teach people how to hike safely, right?
Isn't it basically don't get lost?
Yes.
Isn't that what the Boy Scouts is?
Yes, exactly. Huh. All right, we're taking your calls as a result of these people who were rescued by a helicopter a couple of days ago from Eaton Canyon, that church group of 15 people that got lost. We're taking your calls at 1-800. 1-800-520-1067. You were lost in the wilderness. Wow, we got some great calls here. Let's go to Haley first. She is in Brentwood on line 7, please.
Hi, Haley. Hi.
Hi. Big fan. So I'm from Agora. My family went hiking off Keenan Road.
Mm-hmm.
My dad fell. They thought to themselves, keep in mind, both my dad and my brother are Boy Scouts.
Okay.
All right. They think that they're going to follow the river back to the path. They walk all the way down for a couple hours into the mountains. Lose service. It gets late. Can't find, don't have food, water, anything. no service. My brother rock climbs to the top of a mountain, finds one bar, calls Lost Hill Sheriff's Department. They get airlifted out after a couple hours. Had a 200-person search party.
Oh my God!
Do you get charged for that?
Yes, great question.
They didn't get charged, but they shut down, you know, the big streets in Agora Road, Canaan Road.
Bastards.
I do see stories, Haley, and maybe you do too, of these people who get stranded on mountains. They're mountain climbing and they get lost, and they have to send in search and rescue. And some of those people are starting to get charged because they're saying, "Look, you're an idiot. If this happens to you, it's your fault, and you're going to be charged for it." But your brother and your dad were so lucky. That would have been an expensive outing.
Yeah, and the lady that airlifted them out, my dad said she must have weighed maybe 100 pounds, and she looked like a model, like a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Wow. He wouldn't go up with her. He was like, she's not going to be able to lift me. I'm 200 pounds, whatever.
Hey, were they gone long enough that you and the rest of the family could be scared for them?
I was in college in San Francisco, so I actually wasn't aware of this.
You seem so hopeful, B.
No, I was just curious because that's part of the component of why these stories are fascinating is because depending on how long you're gone, I mean, it is a traumatic thing for the other people who don't know whether you got eaten by coyotes or what happened. I mean, this could be dangerous.
People just weren't answering my calls. Pretty typical. So
wow.
I didn't know.
Gotcha.
Don't talk to Haley.
Thank you, Haley. Appreciate the call,
Thank
my dear.
You.
Let's go to Monica. Thank you very much. Let's go to Monica. She's on line 4, please.
All right. Hi, Monica.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So me and my friend are from L.A., so we thought we should definitely go hike the Hollywood sign. Don't know why we haven't done it before.
Sure.
So we got lost on the way up, had to scale the side of a mountain, and then got above the Hollywood side looking down on, like, the whole view of L.A., which is really, really cool, right?
Right. That sounds awesome so far.
Yeah. So now we're too scared to go back the same way that we came. Go a little bit lower, find the front of the Hollywood sign, and it's, like, nightfall. And we have no service, no money. We're at the top of this mountain. We have no idea how we're going to get back to our car at the Griffith Observatory, right? So we're standing there, like, lost and confused, don't know what to do.
I'm sorry, let me just back up for 1 second. You're at the Hollywood sign. Okay, so you can see all of Los Angeles.
Right.
Yeah.
Just walk toward a building.
Go that way.
But the hike is really confusing. There's no signs, and we don't know how we're going to get back to the Griffith because it's a complete. They're going in a completely different.
Who cares if you get back to your car? Just get to some place where you can be safe.
But where you can get a ride, exactly.
We're at the top of a hill, and
it's dark.
We can't talk to anybody. We don't know anyone, and nobody knows where we are.
You're my favorite.
You should have never been found.
You're my favorite so far, Monica.
So how long were you lost?
Maybe an hour or so, and then.
I've taken an hour to find a parking space at the mall before. This isn't a story, Monica.
Okay, but here's where it gets good.
Okay, nope.
So we're looking lost and confused, and then these two guys with their like family come along. They're like, you guys look really lost. Like, what are you gonna do? And so we're like, well, you know, we don't know how to get back.
Monica, you have to get to the punchline because the phone's ringing.
Okay, so anyway,
she was saved by a band. Okay,
I can't do it. She is physically capable.
I'm gonna go right back here just for a second, Monica. What was the band?
The band. They're frontmen of the Ivy Walls, which is a really cool band. They have great music.
All right, it was worth it. It was worth it. By the way, she didn't stop talking the entire time I had her on hold.
And also, by the way, she's lost and confused now, not just at the time she was on the mountain. Oh my God,
that was
kill me.
That was sweet.
All right, let's try Nancy, L.A., line 5. I do point out from time to time when we seem to have an overwhelming number of calls from a particular sex. I'm not going to draw any conclusions about people who get lost, but hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Lisa May, hi. Everyone, hello.
What happened?
Okay, so this is a great story. So I didn't get lost personally, but my husband and I, we go to Sequoia all the time.
Right.
And we're doing the trail, and we're about to go back. He's like, I want to go back. And I'm like, let's just do a little bit longer. So we go around this little, like, curb or whatever, and we see, like, these people, like, sitting on the ground. And at first, we didn't know what was going on. We were like, what the hell are they doing? And they see us. And they get really excited, and they start flagging us down, and we get closer, and they look clear signs that they're lost, they're all dirty, they look all dehydrated, they didn't speak good English, they were like from Brazil.
Okay.
Anyway, we find out that they've been lost for the past 4 days up there.
Oh, my God.
No.
Like, they were lost for 4 days, and they didn't have a map, they didn't have proper clothing. I mean, they really didn't know, I guess, what Sequoia was all about.
When they saw you, they must have thought, this is the greatest moment of our lives.
A vision from heaven.
They told us, well, broken English, that they were telling us that they were just praying that someone come and rescue them. They were just praying. And
so what did you do? Did you walk them back down the hill?
Yeah, we were trying to. Well, it was a long walk. It was like an hour and a half that we hiked up. And it was not an easy hike, you know, since we were in Sequoia. So we were like, we'll come back and stay. We were like, stay here, we'll come back. And they were like, no.
Stay here, we'll come back. Are you kidding? Like, if I'm lost and somebody says that, I am climbing right on top of you.
But no, they didn't go that far. So halfway through, since I'm better with the trail, my husband was like, you go ahead, I'll stay here with them. And we gave them the water that we had. We had dry fruit and, like, some gloves, and we gave it to them. So I walked back, and I went as fast as I could.
You're a hero.
Nancy.
We love you. You're awesome.
You're the best. Allow me 30 seconds. If you're going to tell a story, here's how you do it. There's a moment that's the most important part of the story. Begin 10 seconds before that.
Right.
We know you're hiking.
Her story could have started, I ran into some guys while I was hiking. Who? Boom. Right there.
Boom.
Not, we go to the trail. We've been there before. We're going again. My husband's not as good at the trail. We walked here.
He
we've been out
better,
there for about an hour.
So I'm waiting with them.
Don't need any of that. There was a germ of a good story there, though. And that was
now,
what we're looking for.
All of those were good stories.
Right.
Poorly told,
but good stories.
Do we have time for 9 hours of Mammoth?
Nope. We're done.
We don't have time for 13 Scouts?
I'm sorry.
All right. Sorry, guys. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55.
Look, I'm grateful for our listeners. I like our listeners.
No, I'm
terrified that we have to talk to them on the phone again because we want to give away some tickets here to the 25th Annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas Show. What are we doing, night one or night two here this time?
We're doing night one.
Let me tell you something. It's not about the listeners, man. It's about hikers.
Really, you think so?
Yes.
You think the hikers are all dumb?
Yes. Hikers are idiots.
And I don't mean dumb.
Goes just walking around a bunch of trees is a fool. If you're walking to get someplace, I can understand that. I'm going to go walk around some pathways. F you. They're an idiot.
But does that go hand in hand with not being able to tell a story?
Yes, because dumb.
Well,
We've talked to lots of listeners. They're fine. They get all people who are dead. The dead people called in. They were fine. Lots of interesting, well-told stories. The hikers, that's why they get lost. Because they're, I don't know where to get from here to there. It's just like telling a story. You got to go from here to there.
I feel like our listeners should lose their phone privileges. That's
hikers.
What I'm saying after that
hikers.
Last segment.
It's hikers.
All right. We're going to open up the phones here at 1-800-520-1067 for night number one. Here's what we're looking for this time. You don't even have to talk that much. We're asking you to sing. We are playing Listener Roki this time, and we want you to pick one of the bands that's playing night number one and sing your favorite song by that band. So it can be a Bush song, Fall Out Boy, Incubus, Linkin Park, Rise Against, New Politics, System of a Down, Walk the Moon, or Royal Blood. You pick a song you like and you sing it to us. One of you will win tickets to night number one, and we're going to do that right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
What are the odds I would go to a vending machine and get myself a delicious Coke Zero, and when it pops out, the name on the can is for me. It's the Share a Coke, it's for me.
Does it say Ralph? Look. It says Buddy.
Yeah, well, all my friends call me Buddy.
Oh, please.
So it's just like it's for me.
Oh, congratulations.
Have a Coke, Buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, Buddy. It's for me. My friends say Buddy to me all the time.
Right.
It's almost my nickname.
Yeah.
Hey, Buddy.
Mm.
Look, it says right there.
That's not
hey,
for
have
you.
A Coke, Buddy.
They could just say someone. And you would qualify.
They should put that all again. Pal. Friend. Hey, that's for
for me.
Hey, you.
Hey, nice guy.
Cool story, bro.
Thanks.
This is going to be ugly. Stephen Collins and his estranged wife, Faye Grant, take their divorce to court today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and the judge is supposed to be splitting up their assets. Stephen's child molestation charges could serve as a backdrop. Here's the weird thing. They're splitting up their community property, which is said to be the estate's worth $2 million.
Okay.
I guess he made that with his Seventh Heaven, back in the Seventh Heaven days. But Faye is reportedly looking to get $13,000 a month in spousal support. Stephen's lawyers are going to counter, reportedly, with saying to her, there will be no spousal support because you released those tapes that caused Stephen's income to drop to zero because he can no longer get a job in Hollywood.
Okay, but that doesn't mean they didn't earn money while they were married,
no,
right?
No, I'm talking about the assets. I'm talking about the estate, which is several million dollars in a collected estate. They're saying the spousal support part, the part where he has to pay her a monthly stipend
so she
to,
keep all
her,
income.
To keep her used to the style, the lifestyle which he's become accustomed. They're saying, you know what? We would have, but now he'll never work again because of this.
Yeah.
Because of these tapes that you released. So there will be, we want no spousal support whatsoever. Take your half and walk away, but you don't get a monthly income from his
That
income.
Is a legitimate legal argument.
I think
agree.
So. He's a disgusting pig, don't get me wrong.
He doesn't win, but...
But I think that's a legitimate argument. You can't say after what she did, which caused the level of income to drop to zero, so you can't then come back and say, now I want you to pay me off of income.
By the way, I'm going to say, even if she had nothing to do with the tapes getting out and the truth being revealed, if he has zero income, she can't get half of that. There isn't anything to split up.
No, we're not talking about... We're talking about spousal support, which is a monthly payment that he would pay her to support her.
Because he'll still have residuals.
Residuals. He'll still get some money coming in.
He'll still get
money. Gotcha. Right. Okay, gotcha.
But she would get... half of whatever they have now, that's a given. They would split up whatever they have now, their assets, and that would be a 50-50 split. But his lawyers are saying, we don't want to give you a monthly thing because there is no real money coming in anymore because of these tapes.
Well, that's ugly.
That's an ugly story on
every
side.
Interesting legal conundrum. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Just let Muggs handle it, you know? I think Muggs really the go-to for any complicated legal issues.
Judge Muggs.
Right. I like it.
Wouldn't
it be great if that's how all decisions in this country were decided? Was
Judge Muggs.
That's outrageous.
Did you know that Joan Rivers was working on a judge show along with Andy Cohen from Bravo? They were going to work together and create a show for her as a judge where people would come in and tell their problems and she would pass judgment?
No.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Just before she died, they were working on that. To which I say, see, there's always a silver lining even to the worst situation. We will never have to watch that. So that came.
You know, it could be a judge, Ralph. Is that guy Chrisley? Chrisley, is that his name?
Chrisley, yes. Chrisley knows best.
That guy does know best.
I do know best. I think those shoes did not go with those pants. Guilty. Tadoff Switler, evil succubus Nazi. It has been announced, not only is she going to be on Barbara Walters' 10 Most Fascinating People show, but she is going to perform as part of the annual Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City, because she is New York. When you think New York, you think Taylor Swift. She's welcome to New York, she's their new tourism spokesperson, and she will be performing in the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Odd. Odd.
She's going to be one of those balloon men rides, just flailing her... minute ball limbs all over the place.
That's what she looks like.
Like one of those parade floats. She's going to be performing along with, look at this star-studded parade. Nick Jonas, Idina Menzel, Adele Dazeem, Megan Trainor. That girl is all about the bass, by the way.
That's what I hear.
Kiss! Going to play the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Wow. Nothing since Thanksgiving like Kiss.
And the Broadway stars of Matilda and Pippin, of course. You don't want a big Thanksgiving Day Parade without Pippin.
So I can miss all of that in one place?
Come on, Kevin. It's the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's Macy's.
Yeah, I never watched
it. You never watched
it? I do not like parades.
Even with the big floaty things that they come, that
two
come
thumbs
down the Fifth Avenue?
Not a big parade fan.
Oh, come on.
I like parades. I'm good without parades.
Today's celebrity birthday, sportscaster Al Michaels is 70 years old today. Singer Neil Young turns 69. Megan Mullally is 56 years old today. She's got a fun name to say, that Megan Mullally. She's married to Ron Swanson.
Mm-hmm. Huh? That's right. Dick Offerman.
Yeah. Ryan Gosling's 34 years
Ryan
old.
Ryan Gosling.
Anne Hathaway is 32, and Ariana Celeste from the UFC is 29. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Plus, happy birthday to Ralph.
Nope, yay! Not my birthday. Not my birthday.
Happy birthday,
now
buddy.
Now I know how Ken Jeong feels.
All right, that's Imagine Dragons. You can't sing any of their songs because they're playing night number two of the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We are giving away tickets to night number one right now, which is December the 13th. That's a Saturday night at the Forum with a game we like to call Listener Okie.
Listener Okie. Listener Okie, that's the game we're going to play. Listener Okie, listener Okie, come and sing and don't be lame.
What's your criteria for picking a winner here, Kevin? They call up, they sing a song from one of the bands playing night one. What are you looking for?
I don't know. I feel like it's difficult to explain. It's the it factor. There's something about it that you really put your all into it. You brought it to life. You don't have to be a fantastic singer, but it helps to be able to hit notes.
Okay. So if you're a pitchy dog, it doesn't mean you automatically don't
win,
right?
Not necessarily. I mean, maybe you've got the passion to overcome that. I don't really know. It's just whoever impresses us the most.
All right. So, Lisa, you're a judge. I'm a judge. Yep. Kevin, you're a judge. And hopefully we'll come to some consensus and find out who wins tickets ahead of their on sale this Friday at noon. Why don't we start with Monica in North Hills, line two. Please tell me this isn't Monica, who's a hiker.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Monica. You didn't already call today, did you?
No, I didn't.
Excellent. We're happy. All right. What song are you going to be singing?
Oh, God. Pardon me, Incubus.
You don't sound excited about singing. What's up with that?
I'm not a great singer at all.
A little scared. Okay.
I'm a huge Incubus fan.
So you love Incubus. Okay. That may come through, so we'll give you a few seconds and see how it goes. Good luck.
I'm getting my Brandon voice ready.
Good luck.
Pardon me while I burst into flames. I've had enough of the world and its people's mindless games. So pardon me while I burn.
Okay, all right. We got the gist of it. Now, are you at work or something? Is that why you're whispering?
Yes, can you tell?
Yes, a little bit. All right, Monica, excellent effort. Thanks so much for calling. Thanks for playing. You are in the running. Let's try Gabby up next. Silmar, line three, please.
Hi, Gabby.
Hello.
You're doing Listener Okie for night number one. What band, what song?
I'm doing Linkin Park, Somewhere I Belong.
Linkin Park,
ooh,
Somewhere I Belong.
That's a tough one for even a great singer, but let's see what you got.
I want to try my best, even though I am not that great singer.
All right.
But all they can see, the words revealed, is the only thing that I've got left to feel. Just stuck, hollow and alone, the fault is my own. I want to heal.
Listen, the phone's ringing. What am I supposed to do?
All right, Gabby. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Enjoy that weekend of December 13th, whatever you're going to be doing. Let's try...
Don't be a dick.
No, I'm saying she might not win.
I'm saying don't be a dick.
Lauren is Simi Valley.
I'm going right now.
Four, please. Yes, you're going right now, Lauren. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
Oh, hi, I'm good. How are you?
What are we singing here today?
I am singing Sugar, We're Going Down.
All right, Fall Out Boy.
All right. Fall Out Boy, yes.
Here's Lauren.
Go.
Thank you. Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell you anything you want to hear, because that's just who I am this week. Lying in the grass next to the mausoleum. I'm a notch in your bedpost, but you're just
wow, okay. I got to tell you, she really reworked that. That sounded completely different from the original, but I still enjoyed it.
Interesting. All right.
I can keep going if you want me to.
Nope.
I think we got it. Thank you, Lauren. You are in the running to be an America's Next Top Model, though. Thanks so much for... What are we doing?
Giving away tickets for night number one.
That's right. All right. Let's get a guy into the mix. What do you think about our man Patrick Long Beach, line five?
I think he's picked a good band to do. Hi, Patrick.
Good morning. Good morning, Kevin, Bean, Lisa.
Good morning.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, you're going to sing what song by what band?
Toxicity by System of a Down.
There you go. Should we back away from our phone a little bit? Is this going to be tough?
Oh, here it goes.
I feel good.
Eating seeds is a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city. Now, we own the world. How do you own disorder? Disorder.
I don't know what to think.
I love Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. Where do you want to go next? Yeah, we got time for maybe a couple more.
Marlon?
All right. Let's go to Marlon, line 8, please.
Hi, Marlon.
Hi.
What song are you going to sing?
Ralph.
What song are you going to sing? Happy birthday, Ralph, indeed.
In the End.
In the End by Linkin Park. All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
All right. It starts with one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock ticks life away. It's so unreal.
Come on. That's how you do attitude, ladies and gentlemen, right there. That's the it factor right there. Very well done. Very well done. All right, one more. I'm told Paul in El Segundo is going to be worth our time on line one, please.
I believe you're being set up, but I'll do it. Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi.
What song are you going to sing?
I'm going to do Drive by Incubus.
Drive by Incubus. All right, you are our last contestant. Good luck. Bring it.
Ooh. All right. Would you choose water over wine? Hold the wheel and drive. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
I don't know why the phone is ringing, because we're actually done taking contestants, but the phone is ringing. Thank you, Paul. All right, let's recap, you guys.
Wow,
we got
difficult.
Paul, who just heard doing Incubus Drive. We had Monica, who started us off with another Incubus song. She did Pardon Me. Linkin Park, Somewhere I Belong, was Gabby's choice. Lauren did Fall Out Boy, Sugar We're Going Down, kind of reinvented that one a little bit. System of a Down, Toxicity was Patrick, and we heard from Marlon in Inglewood with Linkin Park In the End. Those were our choices. What do you guys like?
All right, I sort of like Marlon.
Marlon had the heart. Lauren had the voice.
Correct. Bean, how do you feel about those two?
I think
Lauren did have a good voice.
I feel like I may be the deciding vote here, which is an awkward position to be in, because I know how much every caller on the line is desperate to go. But I got to say,
let me just butt in and make it worse. I also sort of liked Monica, the first girl that we talked to, because
I liked her very much as well.
How much she was into Incubus, that came through.
I liked her very much as well. But unfortunately, this time around, only one caller can win. And of course, you can win these tickets from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the top of every hour all week long here on K-Rock. And I got to say, it's Marlon and Inglewood this time.
Marlon.
Fantastic. Marlon, congratulations.
Yay! Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Tickets for night number one. And thank you for playing the game.
Awesome. Thank you.
Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki. Thanks for playing our game. Listen to Roki. Listen to Roki. You suck and we're lame.
Adam Carolla not only sells you his Mangria, but he stars in Catch a Contractor Sunday nights at 10 on the Spike TV. And you can see him live on stage at the Grove of Anaheim Thursday night, December 11th, which will be here before you know it at 8 o'clock. Tickets available through adamcarolla.com. And the following night at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills on Friday, December 12th. Ace Man, you get your phone fixed?
Yeah, man.
What's it like for you as an actual celebrity when the phone company comes out to your house? Do they get all weird and geeky because they recognize you and they ask you a bunch of annoying questions?
I just had the telephone pole in my backyard swapped out, and they were using my driveway as their thoroughfare. And I had guys in my house. I had the power off for a week and the whole nine yards. I like seeing those guys because it reminds me of the crap I used to do.
But do you stand around and go, I wouldn't do it that way if I would do it this way?
No, what I do is I put on a monogram smoking jacket and I drink a mint julep and I smoke a cigarette with a long extension on it. And I sit there and
in a recliner.
I just stroke a cat that I call Lovey, and I just watch silently just to annoy.
I like it.
Well, it has to be nice at least once a year to be able to put the monocle to good use.
You know, the actual thought I had is when they were walking up and down the driveway, when I used to walk up and down people's driveways, I used to think, well, that guy must be happy. He's got a driveway and a Jaguar.
Right.
Now I know better.
I love it. Well, you can get all the information on the podcast and the live shows and everything else at adamcarolla.com. The Ace Man joins us this week, every week about this time, for a feature we like to call This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, start with number three, work my way on up to number one. First, last night I was home watching Liam Neeson's Nonstop.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have seen that movie.
That's where he was on a plane. They were setting him up.
That's right. Yeah, okay. That's right. There are plenty of good documentaries out there, but none as good as Nonstop, which is not a documentary and real entertainment. And somebody said to me, is it good? Was it good? I'm like, Liam Neeson's on an airplane kicking ass.
Yeah.
What else do you need? But in the beginning of the movie, when he was sitting there and we're supposed to believe that he was a New York cop, veteran, 25 years, put on suspension, alcoholic, his kid died and his wife left him, he got a phone call. And when he picked that cell phone up and he took a look at it from inside his SUV, the number on the cell phone started with 555.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm like, it's 2014. Can we not figure out a way around this?
Explain to people why they use 555.
It's a universal number that the studios can use that no one else owns, so you're not going to get sued. So if you put any number on there, someone in America is going to have it, and you're going to get sued. But not 555.
Because it goes nowhere.
Nobody owns 555, but it's also the universal code for we're in a movie.
For fake, yeah.
By the way, this is the era of the cell phone. Can it say blocked call? Can it say Joe Blow? Can
yep.
it say anything that our phones say other than 555? Have you ever received a phone call that started with 555?
I've not, no.
Well, let's just say blocked call or out of town or whatever they put on there. That is not 555, and it always takes me directly out of the movie.
I agree 100%, Adam. It drives me crazy, too.
It would be less distracting if they just whacked him on the head with the boom mic the second the 555 popped up. Stop it, movie makers. Come, just put blocked call, or better yet, don't even show the phone. Just have it ring and have him put the phone up to his head.
Yeah.
Do we need to go, wait a minute, what was on the face of that iPhone? All right, so knock it off with the 555s. It's 2014. Next, I walked into my kids' room last night, the twins, they're 8 years old now. My wife was in there reading them Diary of a Wimpy Kid because she's a good woman. They were laying down on the bunk beds, and when I walked in, I noticed she was reading the book, but then I noticed they were both playing video games on their tablets.
While she was reading?
While she was reading.
That's some multitasking.
My daughter was on the bunk bed. My son was splayed out on a beanbag chair on the floor with his heels together, but his knees as far apart as he could get them. And they were both playing video games. And I said, hey, Mom's reading you a story. You guys are playing? Put those tablets down. And there was silence. And then my son farted. And I thought, you know what? We've lost.
No, you didn't. You thought, that's my boy.
We've lost. He's going to military camp, and so is she. I don't know where you send the girls. Nursing school, whatever it is.
I don't think it's nursing school, but okay.
Whatever. They're playing video games while being read a story, and I said, put the tablets down. Listen to Mommy. And they went, we can hear her.
Wow. That's tough, man. That is tough.
Oh, man. Do I got to give that nanny a serious talking to? She is ruining these children. I'm really going to have to coach her up.
You are.
I'm going to have to get an interpreter and coach her up. All right. And number one, I guess you guys probably heard about Andy Dick, and he stole a necklace, and he took off. And it all looks bad for Andy Dick. But worse yet of all, and I don't know if you guys are with me, the crime, and this is in Andy's story, he stole someone's necklace and took off on a bicycle. And it's really the only time I feel more sorry for the criminal.
When he's on a bike?
Yes, when the escape vehicle is a Huffy. if I hear a story where, it's a nice young couple, they're walking down the street, they were shot down and gunned down in broad daylight and cold blood, the assailant took off on a Schwinn, I'm like, I wonder what happened to that poor guy that he's riding a bicycle.
But isn't it better for all of us?
I feel bad for the couple that got gunned down, too. But really, the guy on the bicycle, things have really gone wrong for him.
I'm glad Andy wasn't driving, but I do take your point. It is a little bit sad that that's what he's reduced to now, is the snatch and grab on a bicycle. I don't like it.
Yes, it's sad. Let's step. I mean, it used to be guys were hanging out on the running boards of a Duesenberg with a Tommy gun. You know, that was real. That was real crime. Those were real cars. Now you snatch a necklace, you take off on a bicycle. Again, feel much. You feel more sorry for the guy who snatched a necklace and took off on a bicycle than you do
exactly.
for the person who lost the necklace.
Let
right?
him have the necklace. He needs it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
For a chain, if the chain breaks.
Ain't no party like a live Adam Carolla party. He'll be at the Grove of Anaheim on Thursday, December 11th. Tickets available through AdamCarolla.com. Just $35 to see the Ace Man on stage the following night at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. All the information at AdamCarolla.com. We love the new phone, man. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39.
Time for one final look at the showbiz beat with the birthday boy himself.
Stop
Ralph
it.
Garman is here.
You're ruining my day.
Very cool of you to work on your birthday.
Ruining
and to give
my
it your
day.
All, Ralph. We appreciate it.
Well, we're trying to give you... Trying to get people
and then
heads
Monday,
up.
Next Monday, when it's really my birthday, no one's going to say anything. No one's going to be nice to me because you've ruined it.
Because they said today, they said.
Because it's not my birthday. November 17th.
Birthday.
November the 17th.
Listen to the man sing. He'll tell you.
How did this get started with this?
It's my just Bean gave me a huge
yes.
birthday build-up intro this morning and was just wrong. So instead of doing the decent thing and just apologizing and moving on, he's just compounding it.
I hate it when he does
if
that.
If you don't sing, you don't get no birthday cake. If you can't swear, you can't have no birthday cake.
Sing it if you know it, Ralph.
If you can't swear, you can't have no birthday cake. If you don't sing,
oh.
you don't
have no cake. Play it off your song.
Yeah.
Keyboard cat.
Yeah. Trump's all.
I think we're done. I think.
I thought it was somebody's birthday. That was his excuse. I just fell into the chamber.
Look, he was trying to be nice.
I was
You've
trying to
give
be
him
nice.
Credit
what
for
about
that.
The rest of the
oh,
day?
The rest of the time we're being dicks. No question. But in the beginning, it was an actual effort from Bean to be nice.
It was simply an error, and I apologize.
Well, it just proves he should not do that.
So...
Don't try to
so
mix
tweet
matter
Ralph
and antimatter.
Or email him or however you want to get a hold of him and let him know happy
That's
birthday.
It's not my birthday,
what?
Though. That's the point of
yes.
this whole
happy
conversation.
Birthday.
Bean said it was.
MTV has renewed Nick Cannon's TV show.
No.
Wild and Out for a seventh season.
That must be the worst birthday present ever.
As well as its series Guy Code. Plus, Hollywood Reporter reports... Which is what the Hollywood Reporter does.
Sure.
It's given a go-ahead for two new series. One called Number Two News. Number Two News.
Hosted by Omar Khan.
No.
Which is a fake news show that will take internet news and turn it into funny headlines, it claims. We'll be the judge of that. And they're calling it Number Two News.
I pooped my pants.
And another series called Joking Off.
Joking off.
Where up-and-coming comedians will compete to try to stay on the show and not get joked off.
Ralph, isn't this the channel that had like 73 versions of Yo Mama?
Yes.
Didn't they have like an unbelievable amount of years that they did Yo
they
Mama
They should
jokes?
Just call all the shows... Pee-pee poo-poo. And just get
it. Then Blink-182 host it.
Emotionally retarded idiot just to tune in all the time. Number two news, joking off. Ha 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 ha.
I understand that all channels aren't for all people. I get that. But who's any of this programming for?
Kevin.
How are there people watching?
You?
I mean, there must be. Like the Nick Cannon show, you don't renew a show if it's not successful for you.
Seven seasons worth.
Yeah. I mean, clearly somebody likes Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon is a talent. You can't deny that.
You can't deny that talent.
He's a force to be reckoned with. Then this news comes out that Sony is reportedly developing a Spider-Man movie without Spider-Man.
What?
That focuses on the life of a young Aunt May.
Wait. Without Spider-Man in the story?
Yes. Well, it's young Aunt May before he becomes Spider-Man, when she's just young.
Right.
This is their Gotham?
I guess.
Sort of.
But it's going to be
but
a movie.
But in Gotham, there's a boy that supposedly is going to grow up and be Batman.
But there's also cops and, like, crime, yeah, and yes, there's something right, going on. Right. What did Aunt May do when she was young? It's so interesting.
I don't know.
Unless she's like, Aunt Slutty May.
Maybe there's no backstory on her in the comics, and they're just free to make up whatever they want, but get the Spider-Man name value.
Aunt May, I take you in the back seat and show you a good time.
Seems like a tough sell. A story of one of the characters of Spider-Man without Spider-Man.
What's going on in this world?
I don't know.
It's a bad day to have a birthday, right?
Hey, you got plans for New Year's Eve?
No.
Iggy Azalea is going to be performing in Vegas. Just announced. It's going to be at Dre's Nightclub. Which is good, because she would have been there anyway.
It's true. Yeah. Dre's After Hours, doesn't that open at like 3?
Well, there's Dre's After Hours, but there's also Dre's Nightclub, which is inside the Cromwell Boutique Hotel and Casino on the Strip. They've franchised Dre's. There's a couple of them.
I gotcha.
So,
would you guys ever want to be in Las Vegas for New Year's Eve?
I always want to be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is amateur night. There are a lot of people.
Amateur night everywhere.
Yeah.
You might as well be in Vegas if you're going to be anywhere for amateur night. In Hollywood, it's amateur night. Anywhere you go, it's amateur night.
I would celebrate the new year with this.
Bill Cosby.
I think that's supposed to be Iggy Azalea.
Oh, I see.
I don't know about our voice guy that day.
General admission, $150 for men. Women, $75. Half that's the price for women.
Lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, no doubt.
No
Wait
doubt.
A minute, no doubt's going to be at Trace.
That's ludicrous.
Wait a minute. Tables, of course, are very, 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 very expensive. That's just general admission ticket prices.
Sure.
For you to stand against the wall and not get any decent service all night long.
Watch people drink.
Yeah.
And not you.
So there you go. There's your new Vegas New Year's Eve plans.
Well, you need a table for an Iggy Azalea show for Winter Pants Split.
That's right. You can get up and close and get some phone pics. Speaking of New Year's, it's not too soon to talk about it. At the Brea Improv, New Year's Eve, Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon.
Is that right?
Two shows at 8, a show at 7 and 10, I think it is.
No.
But,
who's going to go at 7?
People do.
They do?
Yeah, because there's a big dinner thing. They go out and have dinner, and they see the show, and then they go out to a club or something and ring in the New Year.
Because I was thinking, if you're going to go out on New Year's Eve,
some people split it up. Some people go to the dinner show, and they have a good time, and then they move on, and then some people want to be there at the end of the night at 10 o'clock and ring in the New Year with us at midnight. So we did the Brea Improv last year and had a blast, so we're going back for New Year's Eve this year. So Hollywood Babylon.
Hell no!
Hollywood Babylon at the Brea Improv. If you're down there in Orange County, you want to come see us.
All right, let's count it down.
Yeah, be
20,
there.
Dick will be 19, there. 16, 17, 9, 12, 10, 4, 14. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
7, 6, 8, 11, 11, 18, 5, 3, 2, 20. Happy New Year!
You get two New Years with Dick.
Great.
I know I've told this story before, Ralph, but one year I went to see Barry Manilow on New Year's Eve.
Well, that's on you.
So shut
at
up.
the old Gibson, and it was a great show, as it always is. And the show ended at 10 minutes to 12.
That's awesome.
True story.
And he walked off stage.
He walked off stage at 10 till 12.
Happy New Year! Thank you. Good night. Walked off stage at 10 minutes to 12. I'm not joking. I was on my way walking out to the car when all the fireworks started going off at 12 o'clock midnight when it became New Year that year.
Well, what were you gonna do?
Did not stay on stage. But isn't it weird?
He wanted to kiss Barry at the strike of midnight.
I think everybody else would probably be upset. Yeah, you go to a New Year's Eve show. You would assume.
And it was a late start. It's not like it was an 8 o'clock show and, you know, ended at 10:30. I mean, it went till 11:50.
Well, that's all on you for seeing Barry Manilow.
Tinkle at the ivories for 10 minutes and just let everybody stick around?
And I don't know. I never found out. I don't know anybody in that camp. I never found out what the reason was. If it was like a union thing, he had to be off before midnight or what. But
It must have been a deal in his contract where he said, I want to celebrate on my own or I'm done by.
And it's not like they didn't do something on stage. I mean, they had the streamers and the Happy New Year banners and all that stuff, but it wasn't midnight yet. One of the strangest events of my life.
They launched all this stuff and they...
I think someone was dangling a teenage boy off in the wings and Barry just had to get out of there.
You had to beat Bean to him?
So that he could meet the boy's mother, you mean, Ralph, is what you mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
So anyway, whatever you need. Just,
so keep that in mind for your own show on New Year's Eve if you're looking for a way to confuse your audience.
Well,
say goodnight just before midnight.
We don't do that. We count it down right there to midnight. We carry it a little beyond midnight, actually. Because we sing. And
I'm guessing 2 or 3 hours.
Usually our wives come up on stage, and there's making out involved, and there's hilarity, and we have a good time. So come on out and see Hollywood Babylon at the Brea Improv. Go to improv.com, click on Brea for more details. Today's celebrity birthdays, Al Michaels, 70 years old today. Neil Young, 69. Megan Mullally celebrates her 56th birthday. Ryan Gosling. He's 54. Nope,
why do we
he's
play
34
that clip?
Years old.
Why do you think we play that clip? What's the good of that? It's cut off at the end.
It's a horrible. It's not well.
Ryan Gosling.
Not at all. There's a clicking thing at the end. It doesn't sound good.
Ryan Gosling.
But I think it's one of Bean's many collections of voices saying celebrities' names, so he can have it at the ready.
Yeah, he does have it, but I am the one that played it. So
you're playing it?
Yeah, so that's bad on me.
Oh.
I figured for your birthday and all.
Anne Hathaway's 32 years old. And Ariane Celeste.
Yes.
From the UFC. She's 29
so
years
much
old
yes.
today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning on All-New Kevin and Bean Show, we will talk sports with Jim Rome.
That's right.
As we do every Thursday.
Take a bow to the dome. Now I'm done.
It's a Thursday thing now. Dr. Drew's going to be on the show tomorrow. And we've got your tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. We'll see you then.